The following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents high school football.
Take the fullback dive, option to the short side. Wiseman cuts it up. Look out, 40, 35, 30. He is gone, and Sutton is in the lead. Wiltfong, by the time he realized Wiseman was coming his way, was by him. A 46-yard touchdown run. Three big touchdown plays so far tonight for Sutton. Wiseman is near 200 yards on the night.
Tonight, a trip to Memorial Stadium is on the line in the Class C2 state semifinals as the Sutton Mustangs battle the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Jordan Slough will stand at his own 20, awaiting the punt here on 4th and 12, a 7-6 game. The snap's off the mark, but there's no rush. Hustling that punt out of there, though, is Clinch, and he bombs it back to the 11-yard line. Room to run. Great spin move by Slough. Makes a man miss. 15, 20, 25 steps out of a tackle. 30. He's only got the punter to beat. It's Slough versus Clinch, and Jordan Slough will win that race. An 89-yard punt return for a Donovan Trumbull touchdown.
Undefeated Sutton clipped Donovan Trumbull in their regular season matchup 36-29, and neither team has lost since that game. Will tonight's matchup be just as epic? We'll find out next as the Cardinals battle the Mustangs. But first, it's the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Sutton with Sports Director Doug Duda and Larry Baker right after the word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Sutton, Nebraska. It is time for state semifinal action here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And looking forward to tonight's C2 semifinal between the Sutton Mustangs and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. As you heard, the second meeting of the year between these teams, and it's a really good night for football. It is November weather, but it's not too cold. The wind's not going to be a factor in this football game tonight, and you've got two solid football teams. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker. Larry, this is going to be a good one. You never know, but on paper and the way these teams have played here the last six games, this should be a dandy.
It really should, Doug. I mean, these guys have played before. It was a close, close game. Of course, Donovan kind of spit the bit at the very end of it after leading through the game. One of the things that you see in this, both of these teams come in here with high-octane offenses. It's going to look a lot different. Donovan's going to run true zone. They're going to run a lot of inside-outside zone with read option. They're going to want to throw the ball. They're really balanced. Sutton's going to come in here and run a ton of veer, GT power football, old-school stuff. But both of them, extremely high-octane offenses, had a lot of scoring in the first game. Many times in these rematches, it doesn't live back up to that, the scoring in the sense, because it's easier to make some of those adjustments on defense than it is on offense.
Yeah, usually the deeper you get into the playoffs, the lower the scoring tends to be as you go all the way through, if it's a close football game. You usually don't see close, high-scoring football games, even in eight-man football when you get down to Lincoln or you get to that state semifinal. But new ground. That is the one thing both of these teams will have to go up against tonight. It's not like one of these teams has been a powerhouse for the last decade, like we've been seeing throughout some of the playoffs. Both of these teams have been building their programs, and this is as good as both of these teams have been, maybe for Donovan ever, and for Sutton since they were in the state finals back in 88 and 89 going 1-1.
That's exactly right. And I think one of the interesting things that you see here is Sutton was really down, 0-8 type seasons, 1-7 type seasons. So these kids watched that as youngsters. So this is really uncharted territory for them. Donovan Trumbull's much the same. They've been a little more competitive recently. But one of the things that I've seen in this Donovan team, it's very, very well coached, and they really feel like they belong here. I think a lot of people from the outside don't. They're talking about this Cinderella Donovan Trumbull team and this look at the run they're on. If you really get inside Coach Head, Coach Brecker, they believe they belong here, and I think that is a difference.
Well, once they went up to Crofton and did what they did, there's no looking back after that. And they are playing a little bit different football team here tonight, and we'll talk with Coach Breckner about that. Crofton, power. North Platte St. Pat's, power. A little more finesse when you're running the option.
Yeah, no question. You better have it right. We talked about it before a couple weeks ago. We talked about a Duke, a Queen, and a Prince. You better have somebody responsible for the Duke, the dive back, the Queen, the quarterback, and the Prince, the pitch man. If you don't have those three people on your defense, Doug, you're in big trouble. And Sutton will stress you out, baby, because they're going to run real veer. And Weissman, the quarterback, is the real deal.
Yes, he is. Weissman, he has went for over 1,500 yards just running the football this year with 26 touchdowns. Jordan Slough last week went over 2,100 yards with 28 touchdowns running the football. So you've got two dynamic players there. But if you think it's just those two, you're sorely mistaken. And Riley Wilfong has thrown for over 2,000 as the quarterback at Donovan Trumbull. Very efficient, over 1,000 yards passing with just 45 completions. They're averaging, if the stats are accurate, about 30 yards per completion at Sutton.
I think that's the interesting thing, because Donovan Trumbull, they come in with their 2,000-yard running back, right? Jordan Slough, got to stop Jordan Slough. Most generally, when you have a 2,000-yard running back, we're talking big-time running game. Donovan's balanced. They've got a passer that's thrown for 2,000 yards, and they do it not dink and dunk, but they're going to pick you apart. When we look at what Sutton does throwing the ball, they blast you. They're going to hit tight end seams. They're going to hit nine routes when guys are jumping that option. If you're familiar with that old Eric Crouch, of course, Tommy Frazier, those guys made it famous. If you're listening at home, they're going to show that inside op, inside beer, and he's going to get about to the tackle, and he's going to pull that thing up, and he's going to throw that ball downfield like we all saw Tracy Wistrom and those kind of guys running free. If you grew up watching that kind of football, that's what you'll see from Sutton.
Well, it should be a great one tonight. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our producer, engineer, Stacy Johns, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Again, 98.9 FM, but if you've got friends, family, alumni outside of our listening area, they can sure get on the website, get on their computer, go to PlatteRiverPreps.com, P-L-A-T-T-E, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll hear from the head coaches, Steve Raymer of Sutton and up first, Brett Breckner of Donovan Trumbull after this on Classic Hits.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, Sutton Pharmacy is ready to help. They'll take the time to talk with you to find out exactly what's best for you and your family. For everything to get you well and to stay well, trust Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton. Your Good Neighbor Pharmacy, located at 210 North Saunders in Sutton.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and for the second time this year, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals hit the road to see Sutton, and I was just still the game of the year for me, and Brett Breckner is with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, that was the first chance that we really got to witness where your team had come along this year, at least for me personally, and what an entertaining game. I'm sure it was an entertaining game for you guys, except you want to change the outcome. First, congratulations on the big win against St. Pat's last week.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, yeah.
Kenny Pfeiffer, he goes down. What's his status?
I think he's practiced. I think he'll be ready to go. If he can play at all, he knows it's getting down to the end of games, and he's a senior, so if he can go, he'll be going, and I think he'll be able to play.
You were able to get Lorenzo Williams back towards the end of the season. It seems like you're working him in a little bit more. How do you think he's coming along, and what does he mean when you get into these games last week, this week, and hopefully the state finals?
Yeah, he just brings a physicality that we've missed at points this year, and it's been really, really good to have him back. He stepped into defense and over the last couple of weeks at Crofton, and then against St. Pat's, he just brings a physicality and kind of a nastiness on the defensive side of ball, and he brings that same thing offensively. He's a nice change of pace, get him in there, and he'll run for tough yards and keeps our running backs fresh and lets our offense really, really keep moving at a high rate.
Donovan Trumbull coach Brent Breckner with us. You're going to see another running team, but this is a different type of team, wouldn't you say, in what Sutton does than to the last two teams that you played in, Crofton and St. Pat's?
Yeah, they do. I mean, their option, they run the option really well. They'll do it out of some unbalanced stuff, and they just put a lot of stress on you. They do some really good things. Quarterback does a really, really nice job running the football, and they got a lot of playmakers out there. Yeah, they really kind of try to stress the defense out.
Let's talk about what you've learned. Where did you get better from the last Sutton game, I guess? Let's start there.
I think we're a lot better up front, both offensively and defensively. Our O-line has really started to come together, and I think that's a huge change. I think we throw the football a lot better than we had early on in the year. We're starting to get locked in, especially with our quarterback, and Nathaniel and Riley have kind of developed a chemistry over the last few weeks that is really pretty special, throwing the football. And then defensively, I kind of said this before, I think our physicality has gotten a lot better. We're playing a lot more physical up front. We're playing physical at the linebacker position, and that's really shown the last couple of weeks against St. Pat's and Crofton. And I think that could be the difference, is whoever's going to be more physical and tackle physically and play physical football.
This was, for all that physical, it was an up-and-down game the last time you guys played. Two different styles going at it and both getting up and down the field. Does this have to be more defensive-minded, or are you comfortable that your offense is going to continue to move the ball at the pace that they have been?
You know, we'd like to play, hopefully limit this, some of the things they do on offense, obviously. But, yeah, I mean, we're pretty comfortable with what we do on offense and getting a lot of opportunities and taking some things here and there. So, you know, if it turns into a shootout, I think we can play that game. We don't want it to be one of those where whoever has the ball last wins. But, our kids have responded pretty well through that. But we'd like to keep it on their end, a lot more low scoring.
Brett Brechner, the head football coach at Donovan Trumbull. What is so tough about trying to defend what they do? I mean, Cole Wiseman, the quarterback, had over 200 yards, and they changed the pace with Trey Raymer a little bit. They don't throw the ball much, but when they do it, they expect it to be big plays. What's so tough about defending what they do?
You know, they adjust to things really, really well. You'll stop the option for a series or a couple of plays, and they'll make a little adjustment, and they'll go from dive option to more of a midline. They'll get into some of their speed option if you're taking the dive option away. They can come back and run ISO in their counter game. I mean, they do a really good job. They've got complementary plays, and when you play the run a little too much, and it happened last time, we play the run a little too much, and then they can hit you over the top, and they've got guys that can make plays. I think that's probably the biggest thing. I mean, they're well coached. The kids play hard, and they do a good job of adjusting to things as you try to take things away. That's going to be one of the things we need to do better, is just adjust and adapt as the game goes on, and just stay home and play good fundamental football.
If my stat sheet from the first time you guys met is correct, they did not punt the ball at all. They were not afraid to go for it on fourth down. A lot was made in the Nebraska-Penn State game this weekend that they were a team that didn't mind going for it on fourth down. How do you have to talk to your kids to know, hey, just because it's three downs doesn't mean that this series is over? What do you look for when they're going for it on fourth?
Yeah, I mean, we have to be prepared all the time for that. We've talked about that. I mean, you kind of have that with two teams. We don't put the football very much often. We're not afraid to go for it. There are a lot of fourth downs, and you just kind of have to prep it that way. We've talked with our kids about, you know, they've got four downs to get 10 yards, so we've got to make some stops. And it becomes really important, especially on first and second down. You kind of get them behind the sticks a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, that's part of why the offense goes so well. They're not afraid to do that. And, you know, last game I didn't feel like we did ourselves a lot of favors as far as field position went, and that made it a lot easier to make that decision. It's a lot easier to make that decision on about the 50 than it is backed up inside your own 40 or 30.
Conversions were also a big part of the game last time around. You're not afraid to kick the ball. You'll also go for two. Now, Sutton, they're going to line up and go for two every time, it looks like. Are you going to wait and see how this game plays out, or do you already know what the philosophy is going to be here before the fourth quarter?
I'll kind of wait and see how the game plays out, I think. I mean, it's one of those deals, if you can get a stop and you can hit a couple of PATs, then put yourself in a pretty good position, but you also don't want to be chasing the points all night. So we'll see how it goes and what happens and where we go with that. I mean, the biggest thing for us is we've got to get points out of it, you know. Two or one, we got to get points. And we got to stop what they're doing. They do a good job on two-point conversion, throwing some different wrinkles at you, taking some risks because, you know, it's just those few yards and get a couple points. So, yeah, we'll just see how it plays out.
How fun has this been? Can you look back and say, man, we're having a great time, or is it still just too much work?
It's a lot of work. I mean, it's fun. I mean, we've had people around town, you know, and it's time, I think it's 91, and we've never taken that next step in football anyway to get into a state. You can appreciate that a little bit, but, you know, after the St. Pat's game, it seemed like we were, you know, you appreciate it. You got back to the school, and you started getting film ready, and you started prepping that next week, and, you know, hopefully when the season gets over in a week or so here, we'll have a chance to go and reflect and do some of that. But, yeah, it's been fun along the way. We've had a lot of fun with our kids, but it's a lot of work, and we're ready to hopefully have another week's worth of work.
Finally, Brent, this is one of those questions that I think I ask a lot of the coaches. This is the game where you mentally have to stay focused maybe more than any of the others, because now you're one win away from what most programs have been talking about forever. That's getting to Memorial Stadium and actually having a chance to play in a state championship game. What's it been like in practice over the weekend, and how is that part of your team looking right now?
It's been pretty good. You know, it's one of those deals where sometimes with these guys, they get focused and they do it in kind of a quiet manner, and they play pretty loose, where there's been times where I was a little bit concerned, but I think our kids are locked in and they're ready to go, and they're just a little bit more quiet in the way that they focus. And there's a lot of excitement. We really feel like we still have something to prove. And like I said, I think there's a lot of excitement with it. I think our kids are going to come out. We're going to be ready to play, get out there and execute. And as much as we talk about, you know, it being a huge game, and it is, and they know that, and it's there, but it's still a football game. It's still blocking and tackling and running and taking care of the football and all that stuff. And when we get out on the field, it's just another football game, and we need to play it as such, and then talk about what it means and all that stuff afterwards and really enjoy it.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time once again. We'll see if we can chat again next week.
All right.
Best of luck to Brent Brechner and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. We'll be back in here from Steve Raymer, the head football coach at Sutton, right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
George's 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway wants to send a big congratulations to the Mustangs on a fantastic football season. Stop in today for ultra-clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and don't forget to wash the vehicle at the car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring delicious Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. George's 66 Easy Stop really is your one-stop shop. Good luck in tonight's game from George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. We are live at Sutton for tonight's C2 state semifinal, as the second meeting between Sutton and Donovan Trumbull is ready to take place here. And Steve Raymer, head coach of the Mustangs, joined us. We just talked with Coach Brechner, and I guess, Coach, I'm as guilty of this as anyone. How can you be undefeated and not as talked about as Donovan Trumbull because of everything we're seeing from their offense? Do you guys feel that way, or does the team even care?
I don't think we even care. I mean, I think we even average more points per game than they do. But, you know, they do really well. And, you know, we have to respect that and be prepared for it.
Since the last time you two teams faced off in that great ball game that we had, where have you gotten better?
We've gotten a lot better in our defensive plans, and our kids doing a lot better fundamental job defense, just tackling pass drops. And I think we've gotten just a lot better on defense.
Playoff-wise, have you continued to see the team get better? You've taken care of everyone fairly easily, had a little tussle again with St. Cecilia, which everybody's going to have, but just your thoughts on your playoff games so far.
You know, so far it's been really well. We've got off to good starts. We've played hard for four quarters. Knowing that we've got to improve each week, we want to go home. Our kids have done a good job of focusing on what we do, and that's what we have to continue to do tonight.
Well, the last time, obviously, we saw you, it was Jordan Slough kind of versus Cole Wiseman. Is Cole still carrying the brunt of the load? Is he getting 20 to 25 carries per ball game?
You know, he's been averaging through the playoffs about 15, but, he can go as low as 10 or less, or as high as 30, whatever it takes to get it done. We kind of like to distribute it to whatever they're giving us. And the nice thing about us, we've got two or three kids that can get it done. And then we've got a couple kids in the passing game that can get it done for us, too, receiving-wise. So, you know, it's pretty much we go to whatever the defense is willing to give us in our option game.
It's obvious that you don't have to throw the ball that much. Tell me a little bit about Cole and the last time you guys met. 2 for 4, he threw for a touchdown. That seems to kind of be the MO throughout the season.
You know, we're going to make you really load the box to stop our running game. And then when we do, Cole's had a phenomenal year completion-wise. I think he's 25 for 30 is his stats on 25 for 35 is passing. So, I mean, you know, completes at a high rate. He only has one pick on the year and 7 or 8 touchdowns. So, you know, it's just been, you know, he's been doing a great job for us in that aspect. And we got some, you know, really talented receivers that we haven't had to showcase too much. So, you know, we've been really working hard on that, figuring that, you know, each week somebody's going to load the box a little more on us. And if we have to, we'll be ready for it.
Sutton football coach Steve Raymer joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Well, let's talk about Trey Raymer. He has had a fine season for you as well, and as always, it's probably nice to see him do well for a couple of different reasons.
Oh, yeah. I mean, being my son, it's nice to do well as well. But, you know, that's just it's just part of our package. I mean, we have, you know, Cole's rush for 1,500, Trey's rush for over 1,000. Noah Johnson's got around 600-700 yards. And, you know, that – you know, in itself is those three weapons. And then Mitch Carlson, probably the most underrated player in that group, is, you know, he's our lead blocker. And, you know, as a fullback, he's averaging a little over 5 yards a carry. So, you know, that's huge when your fullback can average that. And then, you know, Reed Stone and Brody Yost both having, you know, great years for us in the passing game and both running the ball a little bit for us, too. So, you know, I think this, you know, that's just what we do. We have a lot of different guys that can do a lot of different things. And each week we just wait for that. You know, they don't care who steps up as long as somebody steps up.
Just, I guess this is more of a personal question than an X's and O's thing, but you've got Trey, and obviously Chad's an assistant coach, and he's watching Cole. That's unusual to have two coaches have their kids be so big an instrumental part of a football team or any team, no matter what the sport.
It's been a lot of fun. I mean, and, you know, we can't ask a better group of kids for our kids to play with and a better group of parents with those kids. Just got a solid group of 12, 13 players that, you know, they all understand the game and they all really understand what it takes to win. And, you know, the effort and heart that they play with each week, it's a really fun group to coach.
Well, Mitch, along with Harrison Beal, are leading your defense. How are they going to try and slow down Jordan Slough this time around?
You know, I would just really got to focus on what we do best at this point, playing fundamentally sound defense, inside backers and doing their job of stopping the run, and DBs and outside backers doing their job of stopping the pass. So I think just each play, just, you know, focus on our alignment against our different formations and then focus on your assignment in that formation and your assignment in the defenses that we run. Just, you know, at this point, season 11-0, going to the 12th game, we really just have to focus hard on what we do best and make them adjust to that.
Steve Raymer with us for another minute here on our pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9. How do you see this game being different than the first game, Steve?
You know, I don't think it'll be a lot different. I think both teams are going to put a lot of points up. You know, we're a tough team to hold under 30. They're a tough team to hold under 30. You know, and I think we've met each other several times over the last 2 or 3 years that I've been here, and each time it seems to be about a touchdown game one way or the other. We even had a double overtime game. So, you know, it's just two teams that understand each other really well, and it's going to come down to them simple things. One team will take a lead that they may not that the other team may not come back from if you had a turnover in there or excessive amount of penalties. So just like any good playoff game, it'll come down to those factors.
Well, this program trying to make its first trip to Memorial Stadium. It was in the state finals back-to-back in the late 80s. How do you keep that on the back burner for one more game?
You know, we don't get anywhere unless this is the main focus. So there's no tomorrow if you don't win this game. So, you know, all of our focus has been on this game this week, and we'll definitely be on for the full 4 quarters because we expect a good 4-quarter game, and it's going to come down to making that big play at the end, and that's what we really have to focus on.
Head football coach of the Sutton Mustangs, Steve Raymer. Coach, thanks so much for the time, and best of luck in this football game tonight.
You bet. Thanks a lot, and thanks for having us.
We'll be back to Sutton here on the New Tech Seed pregame show and give you the starting lineups right after this timeout.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed Pregame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Getting ready for Sutton and Donovan Trumbull, where it's time to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Starting with the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull, the center is number 53, 165-pound senior Joe Dinan. The guards on the right side, number 50, 185-pound senior Blake Treat. And on the left side, number 70, 295-pound junior Eric Tobin. The tackles on the right side, number 54, 185-pound senior Aaron Ettinger. And number 73, your right tackle, 195-pound junior Grady Cook. Listed at tight end, number 4, 185-pound junior Creighton Burr. And number 6, 170-pound senior Ian Askey. The wide receivers, they will start number 2, Kenny Pfeiffer tonight, 160-pound senior who got banged up against North Platte St. Pat's. Number 7 is 155-pound senior Nathaniel Armand. Your running back over 2,100 yards is number 3, 180-pound junior Jordan Slough. And the quarterback with over 2,000 yards passing, number 17, 160-pound junior Riley Wiltbaugh. Head coach at Donovan Trumbull is Brent Reckner, assisted by Clint Head, Jason Lavely, Derek Adams, Justin File, and Ethan Olander. 9-2, ranked 8th going into the playoffs. For Sutton, the center is number 63, 5'11", 200-pound senior Max Olson. Right guard, number 61, 5'11", 200-pound senior Jake Noose. The left guard, number 73, 5'7", 240-pound senior Robert Kelly. At left tackle, number 59, 5'11", 200-pound senior Levi Henry. And the right tackle, number 66, 5'11", 200-pound senior Harrison Beal. The tight end, number 12, Reed Stone, 5'10", 175-pound senior. The wingback, number 22, Noah Johnson, 5'11", 185-pound sophomore. Brody Yost is your wide receiver, 5'11", 180-pound senior, wearing number 11. The fullback, number 23, 6'1", 210-pound junior Mitch Carlson. The halfback, number 6, 5'9", 185-pound junior Trey Raymer. And the quarterback, number 3, 5'11", 180-pound junior Cole Wiseman. Head coach Steve Raymer, assisted by Steve Sponberg and Chad Wiseman, a perfect 11-0, ranked 4th in the state. And that is the starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Injury situation tonight. Everybody is about as healthy as you can be outside of Kenny Pfeiffer. We'll give you more on the Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center injury update in just a moment. But everybody else pretty healthy here, Larry.
Yeah, I mean, and you can't ask for anything more. We talk about it, trying to get through fall camp to get to game one healthy, Doug. Heck, here you are in the state semis. Healthy, and Pfeiffer looks good enough to go. We've seen him in pregame warm-up. There's no question there's a hitch in that giddy-up, but healthy as you can be.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. And we'll kick it off after this on Classic Hits.
For all your printing and advertising needs, call Printing MD, your printing doctor in Sutton. Printing MD can do it all, from embossed napkins and wedding invitations to posters and magnetic signs for your vehicle. Printing MD can make a banner for a special occasion or designated parking signs for your lot. Add that to letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, registration forms, posters, brochures, sales bills, and more. Printing MD is your complete printer. Call for a quote on your next printing job, 773-5582. Printing MD, proudly supporting all Sutton athletes.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Donovan Trumbull to kick it off, and this playoff game is underway. Short kick. He actually had his knee down when he grabbed the ball, Larry, but they let it go. It didn't make a whole lot of difference as he makes it up to about the 34-yard line, and there is a flag way away from the ball where a scrum was going on at midfield.
Yeah, it was a scrum. I don't think it had anything to do with the block in the back. It just looked tough from the beginning, and it's going to be holding on Sutton. So, Donovan, you're going to see them do that squib pretty well all night, and the holding penalty really hurts Sutton because it really doesn't penalize Donovan for the squib. They're going to, Sutton's going to start at about the 30-yard line.
Still pretty good field position, but Larry, that was also one of the things we talked about. The kicking game was not extraordinary either way the first time, and that may be something to look at here tonight.
Yeah, no question.
So Sutton will have it. First down and 10 at their own 29-yard line. And the first play of the game will be to Trey Raymer over the left side. Raymer gets to the 30, falls forward to the 31, a gain of 2.
And this is the same thing that Donovan Trumbull saw last week. That same ISO-type power football. They're going to see a ton of option. In a way, 3 weeks in a row in the playoffs, they haven't had to change a lot defensively. And I think that helps Donovan Trumbull quite a bit.
And running over to the sideline, Brody Yost will bring in the play here. Doug Duda, Larry Baker on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan, and Sutton at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Stacy Johns, our engineer. They count, take a quick one-snap count, and they'll go on a reverse this time. It's going to be Yost from left to right. Gets a block in the corner. Gets over to the 35-yard. He'll be brought down there. Did a lot of running for a pickup of 4.
Doug, right there, we see the speed that Donovan Trumbull brings to this game. Initially, at the point of attack, Donovan Trumbull was beaten on that reverse, and they followed the action to the near side, but their speed allowed them to make that tackle for what's going to only be about a 5-yard gain.
What does that tell you if you're Sutton coach right now? You can't really go back to that too much.
That's exactly right. You need to get upfield, try to beat Donovan Trumbull pounding forward.
So it'll be third down. We'll call it a solid 4. Wiseman on the option. He's going to keep it himself. Finds the seam. Finds the first down. Hit hard as he gets to the 40 and falls forward to the 43-yard line. So he got the 4 he needed, and he got 4 more.
Right there, Doug. You said it, you know, when you talked about what that says to the coaching staff. As a play caller right there, big game, 3rd and 4. You go back and grab your fuzzy blanket that you love, right there, they go right back to an inside beer play, and he's going to – it's a called pull from the sideline, and you let Wiseman follow that thing right in the hole. They've been running it all year. That's what's made him a 1,000-yard rusher. And right there, you see what Sutton wants to do to be comfortable.
And they're going to have to hustle here. They're down to 3 seconds on the play clock, 2 seconds, 1 second. They didn't get it off. I will say that was a very fast 5 count by the back judge. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But they were late getting out, and you'll see Sutton do this. The center – once he hears the snap count, he'll come out and get over the ball. There'll be 9 or 8 guys still in the huddle. They had a wide out. Yost come out in the center there, and about 10 seconds later, they broke the huddle.
And we'll see what kind of crew we have, Doug. Partially, that could be, you know, the Donovan Trumbull guys have been in those officials' ears, I'm sure, get the ball set for them, and they may be setting it quick for both sides.
1st and 15, shotgun with 2 running backs flanking Cole Wiseman. High snap. He wants to keep it on a quarterback bootleg to the near side. Hurdles over a man on the field and gets to the 41-yard line. Dangerous, leaving his feet like that. And he was trying to make sure that he got over Creighton Burr, and he does pick up about 3 yards after all that. 2nd and 12.
Yeah, that's going to get a little 3-yard gain there. Pretty tough leaving your feet. It's a good way to lose the football, Doug, right here. But I think Donovan Trumbull's got to be ready for that fear game here. You know, Wiseman, they've run it once. Wiseman had a big gain. My guess is you're going to see it come back.
High formation, quick snap option. There's the pitch play, which is the right play. They get it to the fullback. Johnson across the 45 out to about the 47-yard line for Noah Johnson. And it's going to give them 3rd, as you like to call it, fairly manageable here. So yep. They go from 2nd and 12 to 3rd down. We'll call it 7, a gain of 5.
Doug, and it is. For them, this is 3rd manageable. One of the things that I'm watching, I don't know if you noticed it the first time they played, but Harrison Beal is switching sides. You don't see that happen very often with an offensive lineman.
Option to the near side. Nowhere for Wiseman to go. He's hit in the backfield and dropped right there by Aaron Ettinger. A loss of a yard. It'll be 4th down and bringing up a punting situation here for Sutton on the opening possession of the ball game.
And back to that, Doug, with Harrison Beal switching sides, he's an offensive tackle. You don't, most generally, you're a right tackle or you're a left tackle. I don't know if you noticed that in their first game, but they're flipping him and they're running the ball to number 66 every time here.
Now, Cole Wiseman is also the punter, so you have to be aware of that. They've got 3 men out wide to the right here for the punt, and it's going to be a rugby style, and now he's going to take off, and he is in serious trouble. He is in serious trouble. He's going to lose yards to the 39. and Donovan Trumbull will take over. They lose 7 on that rugby style. He thought he saw something, and it closed in a hurry.
I think he wanted to punt the ball there, Doug. He wanted the rugby style punt it. Donovan Trumbull played it beautifully. They stayed broke down. They came up on him. Had he punted that ball, it would have been blocked. So he made a good decision not to punt it. Now, you can argue the decision to go with a rugby-style punt or not, but that's a big play in this game.
And Donovan Trumbull's ready to go. 8:13 to go, first quarter, scoreless. The Cardinals have the ball for the first time at the 39-yard line. Wilfong to Jordan Slough. He starts up the middle. He goes to the right, 35, down to the 30-yard line. Ball might have popped loose, but he fell right back on top of it.
Yep, there's their bread and butter. You're going to see it all night. Right there, Doug. But this is interesting, and tons of game left, but it will be those types of plays, like that putt right there, it'll be those types of plays that will probably decide this game.
Yeah, you don't want to put yourself behind the eight ball that early in the contest. Second down and 2. Slough starts right, cuts left, has the first down as he's inside the 30 to the 26-yard line, a gain of 6.
It's so important for Sutton to get a big stop, Doug. The way this offense works, If Coach Head can get 5 in a row going, he's got you on skates and you're in big trouble. This is a momentum offense. It's a rhythm offense. And if he gets 4 or 5 plays in a row, Sutton's in deep trouble.
First down and 10, ball at the 26-yard line of Sutton. Wilfong wants to throw, rolls to his right. Out here, it's complete to Armin. He gets it at the 15-yard line, close to the 15, caught it at the 20, brought down at the 17. And he's right near that first down marker. They're going to give him the first down.
As a success comes here, Doug, look, Donovan's already lined back up. As a success comes, they are going to try to run this thing at a breakback pace.
It is inside the 15 at the 12, as we're guarded from the yard marker there by the players on the sideline, but that's okay. First down and 10, hand it to Slough, comes off the right guard, gets inside the 10. He's down to about the 7-yard line.
Beautiful junk cut there. That's what the zone offense is about. It's about getting to move play side and look for your spot to junk cut it back across the grain. Jordan Slough does it at the high school level as good as you possibly can.
A gain of 5, second and 5 at the Sutton 7. Donovan Trumbull looking for the first score of the semifinals. Wilfong rolls left, has some room, tucks it up. He's still looking to throw into the end zone. Got a man, touchdown. Donovan Trumbull, far corner of the end zone, hauls it in for the 7-yard touchdown. Yeah. Armin hauls that one in to put Donovan Trumbull on top.
Doug, that was a great job. Wilfong fooled him. He went down the line of scrimmage, and in my mind I was thinking, you've got to be decisive, son. Get upfield. Well, he wasn't ever looking to run. Sutton defense comes up, and he just shot, puts it into the end zone.
And I like the decision here to try the extra point, because Sutton's going to go for 2 every time. Donovan Trumbull's going to kick the extra point here, at least line up to do that. You've got Slough the holder, Armin the booter. Ooh, but he pulled that one way left. So the extra point's no good. Looked like he was a little excited that time. He really sprints after that ball, and plant foot didn't hold very well. So with 6:46 to go, first quarter, C2 State semifinal. Donovan Trumbull 6, Sutton nothing. Back after this. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you by Hastings Lincoln Ford.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Let George's Aerial Spraying be your one-stop shop for ground and aerial spraying. George's offers all types of custom spraying for most any need. Call today, 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. With over 25 years of experience, you know you're getting a qualified professional spraying company. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Donovan Trumbull to kick it away. It's going to be another squib kick. The ball is picked up at the 31-yard line. Trying to get up to the 35-yard line is Tyler Bailey. The up man will get it to the 40, and that's where Sutton will start. With Donovan Trumbull giving away yards here. Very good field position at the 40-yard line. We mentioned this earlier on. The deeper in the playoffs you get, the more that this could hurt you.
Yeah, no question. I mean, this is a big deal. You're basically giving them plus territory here every time. Kicking game got a little shaky there for the extra point. Those are two big things.
Quick snap, Wiseman fakes the fullback. Now got him pinned in the backfield. Great job by him to change direction. Cole Wiseman to the right side, 45, stiff arm, 50, and he's shoved out of bounds. Inside Donovan Trumbull territory. What a great job to reverse the field because Creighton Burr had him nailed over here on the near sideline where he wanted to go, and they'll mark him out of bounds at the Cardinal 48. That's a gain of 12.
Yeah, and right there, you've got to have your friends stay home on the backside. Creighton Burr did exactly what he was supposed to do, played the quarterback, attacked it. Your defensive end on the other side has to be home, Doug, in case there's a change of field.
That's why Cole Wiseman is so dynamic. First down and 10 for the Sutton Mustangs. They'll go with a belly dive here, and tripped up before he can get too far up the field is going to be Mitch Carlson. He'll get a gain of 2.5, 3. Going to be second and a long 7.
Yep, that's triple option football right there, Doug. It's an inside veer play. The fullback's going to take the path right up the butt of the center. They're going to mesh with him and read the 5 tech outside. If he crashes down, they're going to pull it. If he gets upfield, they're going to give the ball there.
Second and 7 eye formation. Fullback again. Big hole up the left side, and a penalty flag comes down as he falls inside the 40 to the 38-yard line.
I'm sure that'll be a face mask, Doug. They tackled him awful high. They're letting that fullback climb on the backers.
That'll be a 6-yard gain for Carlson, and it does end up being a face mask here. They're going to call it the 5-yard variety, but it is enough to move the chains here for the Sutton Mustangs. Trailing 6-0, taking a look, there's already 2 other semifinals that are underway. The winner of this plays either Aquinas or Lutheran High Northeast in the state final of the second quarter. Aquinas has just kicked a field goal to take a 10-7 lead. And in C1, Norfolk Catholic early second, leading Pierce 7-0. On first down, Wiseman tries to find a hole. Comes up over the center after the delayed draw, and he is not going to get far. And there's also a penalty flag along the far sideline.
Yeah, now Sutton's into their playbook where they like to be, Doug. That was the same inside veer play, same triple option. It's going to be a procedure penalty on Sutton, but it's that same veer play, and that time the Donovan Trumbull defensive lineman did a great job, tackled the fullback like he's taught to do. To defend this, Doug, you teach your D lineman to tackle the fullback no matter what, whether he has the ball or doesn't have the ball, tackle him every time through the line of scrimmage. That time they did that, and Weissman just slipped back inside.
The first game between these two, penalties weren't that bad. 5 in the game against Sutton. 4 in the game against Donovan Trumbull. Already 3 in the first quarter against Sutton and 1 against Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals lead it 6-0 with 5:15 to go here in the first quarter. First and 15. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. Wiseman reads his block, tries to get to the corner. He's going to be upended right there by Ian Askey before he can get up the field. He got to the original line of scrimmage.
Got a flag in the defensive backfield on a running play. My guess is, well, they're saying face mask, Doug.
I think defensive holding, no?
Oh, no.
Wow.
What you've got going
somebody
on.
Somebody got tied up, maybe a hand to the face instead of necessarily a face mask. But this is going to be a 15-yard penalty against Donovan Trumbull. It would have been second and 15 for Sutton. Instead, this should move the chains.
Yeah, this is exactly what Sutton wants to do. We talk about Donovan Trumbull being an offense of momentum. The veer offense in many ways is, too, because you have to start guessing fullback, quarterback, pitch man. Then they'll hit you with counter. It as well is a big offense of momentum in the sense that it will get you guessing.
All right, formation, give it to the slot man from right to left. Some room to run for Noah Johnson. He gets inside the 20. He's dragging Cardinals with him inside the 15. And it'll be pushed out of bounds near the 11-yard line, which be enough for another first down.
Doug, I don't know if I see a flag on the field or not. There was a big hold there. They just held and pinned the defensive end inside. Nope, they're going to measure. I thought maybe they threw a flag on it. He just tackled him, and that's what set the edge. But you've got Sutton rolling here now.
Well, Carlson and Johnson both can run the football for you, and Johnson coming out of the slot that time.
What you had there, Doug, is they were showing that veer action again one way and set the reverse the other. Once that option play starts to go, it opens the playbook up. And right now Sutton's got their playbook wide open. And this is also a spot where you could see a seam pass out of a tight end where you start having Donovan Trumbull creep because they have run the ball so effectively.
Enough for the first down. First and 10, Sutton at the Donovan Trumbull 14-yard line, trailing 6-0. Wiseman keeps it, has plenty of room to the right side. Inside the 10 to the 5, he is going to get into the end zone for a Sutton touchdown. Cole Wiseman ties the game at 6 on a 14-yard scamper off right tackle.
Yeah, Doug, these two teams picked up right where they left off. You know, we talked about maybe some of that offense would be thwarted through game planning, and the answer to that is not really.
Now, he had, you can talk about all Cole Wiseman's run, and the last 5 yards was Cole Wiseman. He made a beautiful cut back to the center of the football field. But Jake Neuse, his right guard, and Harrison Beal, his right tackle, are doing an outstanding job. They go for two, and it's going to be an option to the right side. Wiseman sees a little room. He tries to extend it, and they say he gets over the end line for the two-point conversion as he was tripped and able to stick the ball out there. So with 4:50 to go in the first quarter of play, Sutton 8, Donovan Trumbull 6. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Reed Stone, an outstanding all-around athlete for Sutton. Tees it up here, ready to boot it away for the first time for the Mustangs as they receive the opening kick. It's 8-6 Sutton, and Stone not going to be able to drive it into the end zone either, but he does a good end-over-end kick, taking on the run at the 18-yard line, making a man miss, but then being drilled at the 26-yard line. That's where they will bring him down the 27-yard line as returning the kick, Nathaniel Armand. He let one guy fly right by, and then it was like there was a wall, and he went, oh, no, and he stuck his arm out, and he just got drilled right there, stopped all of his momentum.
Yeah, and the answer to momentum here is the big thing for Donovan Trumbull. Sutton answered the momentum shift that Donovan Trumbull had. Now can Donovan Trumbull do the same, Doug?
The one thing they do, they move so quick, it's hard to have any emotion in this football game because you have to concentrate on what you're doing. Give it to Slough. Slough, minimal gain, gets to the 30-yard line. It'll be a couple. And you hear how loud the Sutton fans who are in front of us, and it's a great crowd along the way at Donovan Trumbull, but how loud the cheer was for holding Slough to 2 yards.
That's the thing. It's a feeling thing. You know, like you talked about, it's almost motionless. It's fast they move, but it's a feeling of comfortable. When Donovan Trumbull's moving forward and moving fast, they feel comfortable. When they're not, they're not.
Wilt Fong to throw, has time, now is flushed out of there, gets a good block, gets to the corner, 35-40, lowers his shoulder, and he'll be driven down there by Yost at the 42-43-yard line. That is enough for a first down, 13-yard gain for Wilt Fong.
You don't want Wilt Fong to get off as a runner if you're Sutton. Make him beat you with his arm.
Remember, last night, Larry and I had Giltner Shelton. That's exactly what Finley did for Giltner. You get to him, and then all of a sudden, he'd get by you. Here is the handoff, Slough, and they are waiting for him there. That was almost 4-on-3. It looked like they had way more. It was like Donovan Trumbull was missing an offensive lineman there, got swallowed up in the play.
One of the things that can beat the zone is if those linebackers do stand and the D linemen don't let the offensive linemen climb, and that's what they're doing there, is they're just allowing their feet to be a little quiet.
Gain of 1, second down and 9 at their own 43. Will Fong, Slough again left side, nowhere to go, tries to cut it back up the middle, across the 45, keeps the legs driving to the 47. He's going to get about 4 on the play and bring up 3rd and 5.
And that was a tough 4 yards. There was contact immediately at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he is going to be hit tonight. And Kenny Pfeiffer is out there, and he is playing with that really bad right ankle. And you got to wonder how much can he do and how much will Sutton pay attention to him.
Right, he's going to be the number 3 receiver on a trip open set. They could bring him on a speed out here, Doug.
Hook.
I can't imagine him running very far downfield. Trips to the right side, single to the left. Wilfong stands in the pocket, throws the slant, complete to Armand, perfect pass, 40 to the 35, and he's brought down there by Cole Schlepkoff, who makes the tackle. What a great pass.
Yeah, they to the open side there, Doug. Trip opens formation there, so they threw the slant to the open side. Great pass, great catch.
Wilfong is now 3 for 3 for 39 yards and the first touchdown of the game. Sutton leads it 8-6, 2:45 to go first quarter. Wilfong turns, hands it to Slough, hit in the backfield, and he slips the first tackle of Robert Kelly, but can just barely get back to the line of scrimmage. No gain.
Yeah, and the key to that there was Kelly's penetration.
Yeah, got right up there, shoved him into the backfield. Spinning out wide to the left side this time, Jeff Utek in the game. And they will run option to the left side, well covered by Sutton, so Wilfong just cuts it up immediately. 35-30, and he'll be brought down near the 27-yard line. Boy, he caught a lot on that play for just taking about five steps.
This is exactly what we saw last week when they run that speed option, Doug. Everybody wants to flow to the running back, and it's an option. He has the option to run or pitch. He's going to cut that up every time.
Third and two at the Mustang 27-yard line. Trips to the right side. Wilfong gives it to Slough, tries to go left side, steps out of a tackle, and should have the first down. Boy, he does such a great job making people miss. That's three or four times already that Sutton has hit Slough in the backfield, and he picks up more yards, gets away from that first contact every time.
Well, yeah, we talked about it last week. You know, they described some backs as being able to get skinny in the hole, Doug. He disappears when he gets in the hole. He has a very keen ability to become small.
8 carries, 28 yards for Jordan Slough. It's a first down and 10 at the Sutton 25-yard line. Wilfong in a pocket wants to throw over the middle, and it is in and out of the hands of Creighton Burr, who is then drilled by Cole Wiseman. The pass is incomplete, the first incomplete pass of the ball game.
And Creighton Burr caught the ball, bounced out of his hands, and when he went to re-catch it, he got splattered.
Aquinas leading Lutheran High Northeast 17-14 in a little bit higher scoring game than we would have thought. Rematch from last year. They are ranked 1-2 going into the playoffs. They're in the second quarter. And Norfolk Catholic continues to lead Pierce in the second quarter 7-0. Adams Central and Boone Central will get going at 7 o'clock on 1230 KHAS. Also, you can find it at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second and 10, Donovan Trumbull at the Sutton 25-yard line. Mustangs up 8-6. Motion man, run the option, nowhere to go. Didn't have a chance to pitch it to the motion man, and Reed Stone wraps up Riley Wilfong at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Sutton did a great job there, Doug. One of the things you're seeing here a little bit, Donovan's being a little more deliberate with their play call, not moving quite as fast, and there hasn't been as much rhythm on this drive. You'll see as they get it going the way they want, the faster they want to go, Sutton's got a great plan here.
Third down and 10. As we reach the one-minute mark, 8-6 Sutton. Donovan in trouble in go-for territory. Let's see what they get on third. Quick little slant. That one is complete to Creighton Burr. Going to be short of the first down as Stone knocked him on his backside as soon as he caught it. But that brings up fourth down, and we'll call it about 2 yards, 3 yards to go. A 7-yard completion.
Yep. It's going to be about two, Doug.
Another big play in this football game. Mark it at the 17-yard line. And they will have to run a play before the quarter ends. Wilfong, with Slough to his left, fakes it, wants to throw. Looking over the middle the whole way, pressure, hit, sacked all the way back at the 32. In there to get the sack is going to be Jake Noose with some help from Trey Raymer. Wilfong thought he had got away, and then he got hit by the second guy. He had his man. If it had been a one-man rush, but two of them got to
him. It was a three-step drop, Doug. You can't stand on a three-step drop right there. Those offensive linemen are going to give some ground. He needed to either roll out from there, take off, or turn that three into a five-step drop, but he just took a three-step drop and stood.
So stopped on fourth and two, and it is a 14-yard loss. At the Sutton 31, fullback dive up to the 35-yard line. Just to give him a different look that time, Mitch Carlson. It's a gain of 4, second down and 6, and that'll be the final play here of the opening quarter in this 2012 C2 State semifinal. Your score is Sutton 8 and Donovan Trumbull 6. The state football playoffs on Classic Hits
are brought to you in part by Dunham Sports. We'll be back in the second quarter after this.
Mobile BankAll is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile BankAll from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile BankAll allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile BankAll is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Calling all sports fans, are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can. At Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain, now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between, Dunham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings. At Dunham's, our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
It's time to get the second quarter underway here at Sutton. I want to thank all the fine folks for their hospitality as it is 8-6 in favor of the Mustangs, and they face a second down and six at their own 35-yard line to start the second quarter I formation. Wiseman just flat out gives it to the fullback. He keeps those legs churning. He's going to get not two, not three, but four out to the 39-yard line, and just hard, hard running by Mitch Carlson.
Yeah, and that was straight dive there, Doug, but they went right up the center. Center path, that'd be a midline option. Could be setting up a little midline here.
Well, everything was on the ground. They have yet to even attempt the pass. Raymer, one carry, 2 yards. That's the fourth for Carlson for 17. Johnson, two for 15. Wiseman, six for 29. And the touchdown. Third and two. Defensive movement, option play. Pitch out to the right side, trying to make a man miss, and then hit forward is Noah Johnson for the first down. That was good defense there by Donovan Trumbull, but by tackling him forward, he got the first down.
Yeah, because the contact was made behind. It was going to be fourth down. And then they came flying in and whacking forward there, Doug. Sutton's doing a good job running their option. One of the interesting things, I'm going to come back to it. We talked about it right at the beginning. They're flopping a tackle, and they're running right at him. And the other thing they're doing is the spot that they want to run the option to, they're widening their splits, Doug. If you see, they'll go almost double splits to the side they want to run it to.
First and 10 at the 42. Inside handoff again to Noah Johnson. Stretched out to the left side. There's nowhere for him to go. He's pursued, and he is brought down. Joe Dinan is over there. First man to get to him, though, I believe, was Seth Johnson. At a loss of a yard on the play for Noah Johnson. Johnson and Johnson there. Just different teams.
J&J.
We are at the 10:30 mark of the second quarter. It is 8-6. Sutton leading Donovan Trumbull. This is just great atmosphere.
Oh,
this is a great
yeah,
game
absolutely.
So far. Look at this crowd. Field is beautiful. The weather's not a factor. Second down at 11 at the 41 of Sutton trying to run the option. Wiseman is eaten up in the backfield. They need to blow the whistle and kill this play. They're killing Cole Wiseman.
You know, that's one of those deals, Doug, where you're exactly right. I mean, they're going to give him the forward progress back up to there, but this officiating crew maybe has done Sutton before and knows that he can weasel his way out of those and, you know, just not blow it as soon, but easy way to get somebody hurt.
Well, they were all in on that one again, and great job by Donovan Trumbull to get in there. Aaron Ettinger and crew came right through there heavy, and we're not fooled. It's a loss of 3 on the play. We're going to call it 3rd and 14 at their own 39. Will Wiseman go to the air? Yes, he will. Has time looking for a backside screen on the wheel route. Raymer is open. It's caught at the 45, 40, and he's got the first down into Donovan Trumbull territory. Tackled by the linebacker in Aaron Ettinger. Gave him time to run the wheel route for a big game, the biggest game for Sutton.
Yeah, and the Donovan Trumbull defender's got to stay with him. He's staring in the backfield there, and it was plain as day. The receiver just ran right at him out of the backfield.
It's amazing when you're a non-throwing team and it's an obvious throwing down and you get a kid like Trey Raymer that wide open. But a good job. Give that offensive line credit because you got to give some time to throw that pass, 22-yard play. And on the option, they'll give it to the fullback because just ripping it away was Mitch Carlson. I think Wiseman wanted it back, but Carlson took it. And a good thing he did. He comes across the 35 just puts the nose of the ball across there for a gain of 5 yards. Second and a long five. We'll call officially a 5-yard gain, but needs another five to get the first down.
Yeah, on that mesh, he rode that just past his front hip. You're taught to read that mesh to your front hip and make a decision as the quarterback.
8:40 to go. First half still 8-6 Sutton. Second down a long five. Second count, they give it to Raymer right up the middle. And look at that blocking over the right side inside the 30. Has the first down. That line just had an amazing surge over the right side. Give right guard Jake Newsom, right tackle Harrison Beal again.
Sutton's doing what they want to do. That was ISO there, Doug. That was just straight 34 ISO. Yeah, that offensive line got a great push, as you said.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Sutton, Trumbull, and the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com. 8:15 and counting. First half, C2 State semifinals, Sutton 8, Donovan Trumbull 6. The winner heads to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln next Tuesday. Out of the I formation again. This time Wiseman keeps it on the option. He pitches it late to Raymer. Raymer is able to tiptoe the sideline. He stayed in. Then he got hit hard by Ettinger inside the 20-yard line. And he's right at that first down marker again. There was absolutely no room, and they may have enough for a first down here for the Mustangs.
Yeah, they're getting what they want. Another inside beer play, Doug. Defensive lineman absolutely blasted the fullback. They got out there, and the quarterback, man, your queen guy, came up and blasted the quarterback, but he got the pitch off.
I will say this, watching the first meeting between these teams and watching it again tonight, they love running at that short side option where you've got the extra man out there, and they've been doing a good job of getting yards on that short side. The one time, it's not the only time, but they did score the touchdown running it to the wide side. They'll bring the chains out, and it's enough for a first down. So 10 yards for Trey Raymer. He's got three carries, 19 yards, and if my hash marks are right, that's 10 first downs for Sutton, meaning they're just chunks of yards. Not huge plays, 22-yard pass on 3rd and 14, their biggest play of the game.
This is how Sutton wants to play football. Sutton wants to not allow Donovan Trumbull to get hold of the ball.
So it's 1st down and 10, and right up the middle they go for minimal gain for Raymer. Maybe a yard, we'll call it 2nd down and 9. Let's go to the scoreboard. Norfolk Catholic has now taken a 20-0 lead over Pierce. In the second quarter, it is Boone Central and Adams Central just kicking off, and Aquinas is now up 24-14 over Lutheran High Northeast. Late in the second quarter of play now, it's 27-14 Aquinas at the half. Trying to repeat a C2 champion. 2nd and 9, quick snap, handed off over the right side again, and there's nowhere to go for Mitch Carlson. So as they did in the first meeting, if they try to run it between the tackles, Donovan Trumbull usually slows them down.
My guess is here, Sutton's setting up a boot, Doug. They've been running this ISO, dive, dive, dive. They're setting up a boot here with Wiseman.
Going to be a gain of 1, and again, they're down there in 2-down territory. It is 3rd and 8 at the Donovan Trumbull 16. Each team has been stopped on 4th down once, but on 3rd and 8, they run to the short side option. Good block, Wiseman. 360 move inside the 10, the 5, and into the end zone again for a touchdown. He's like watching a video game.
That's the thing. We've got two guys running tonight that are hard to bring down. He's rushed for over 1,200 or whatever yards this year, Doug, and has with runs just like that. He's big, and he's hard to bring down.
So after stopping Donovan Trumbull a long, long, all the second quarter drive here for Sutton, and they'll line up to go for 2, very important conversion because they can go up by 2 scores here now. And they are going to go with an inside handoff to Brady Yost. He's hit 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He gets back inside the 5, still fighting, but won't get in. They just had him hemmed in too deep in the backfield. So with 6:49 to go in the first half, it's Sutton 14, Donovan Trumbull 6. The state football playoffs are brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
New from T&L Irrigation Company and AgSense LLC, it's PrecisionLink, the all-new web-based pivot control system for T&L pivot systems. The PrecisionLink, combined with T&L's Precision Point Control 3, allows you to efficiently manage your pivot start-stop, direction, application rate, speed, and water pump control with your mobile device or computer. Talk to your local T&L dealer today about the all-new PrecisionLink. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, we apologize for joining you late out of that, but what happened was on the kickoff after the touchdown, the Donovan Trumbull kick returner fell down on the ball, so they started back at their own 17-yard line, but Lorenzo Williams just broke off a 19-yard run after a 2-yard run by Jordan Slough, so that made it first and 10. Now we have just got a penalty for illegal motion. It's first and 15, Donovan Trumbull at their own 35.
Yeah, Donovan Trumbull got a little pep in their step there with Lorenzo. They need to get something going here, getting Dobbers down.
All right, first down and 15, as Wilt Fong will send Pfeiffer in motion. They fake the handoff. It's just going to be a handoff to the other man, Jordan Slough. He'll get the penalty yardage back to the 40-yard line. It'll be second and 10.
One of the things that Sutton's doing really well here, Doug, is they're tackling well. They're wrapping up on Slough. You know, many times you get in a situation where people don't do that very well on Slough, and he's very slippery. Right now, so far, Sutton has done a good job tackling Jordan Slough.
14-6 Sutton, 5:15 to go first half. Again, Pfeiffer in motion. Not going to give it to him. He's got that bum ankle. Draw again, and Slough ran right into the middle of that Sutton defensive line. Jake Noose has been having a pretty good game. Also in there, Harrison Beal. We've mentioned those guys on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, no question. Doug, there was going to be a big run there. He was hit his junk cut, and he slipped and fell there as well. And he's going to have to, because those Sutton defenders were there ready to wrap him up.
So third down and 10 now for Donovan Trumbull at their own 40-yard line, trailing 14-6. Wilt Fong out of the shotgun, three-step drop, deep post. It is complete. Into the hands of big number 4, Creighton Burr, for a first down into Donovan Trumbull territory at the 47, a gain of 13.
Yeah, that was nice, Doug. You twins to the far side, and they just throw the seam route, just an immediate seam route to the number 2 receiver on the inside.
Seemed easy. And on first and 10, they're going to give it to Lorenzo Williams off the right side. He gets across the 45 and down to about the 43-yard line, gain of 4.
And it did seem easy because the Sutton DBs are playing in more of a bail technique as much as anything. They're bailing on the snap. Lorenzo Williams giving them a little bit of a boost here, Doug.
And they're moving Slough out, and they have
not used him in motion. I imagine they will here. He split out wide to the right on second down and six. Will Fong calls the count. Long count here. Now they'll send the man in motion, which is Jordan Slough from right to left. They'll give it to Slough. Big hole over the left side if he can get the corner, and he does. 40, and ankle tackled at the 36-yard line. That looked like it was going to be huge, but Wiseman came up and brought him down just across the first down marker. It is huge enough to move the chains, a gain of 8.
Yeah, this is like when these two get matched up, like Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan with their lightsabers, man. I mean, these guys fight fire with fire when it comes to speed.
First down and 10. Wilfong back to pass. Five-step drop. Going to the end zone. Oh, he's got bad news down there. It is overthrown. He was going for Nathaniel Armand, but the only man there was Cole Schleckoff.
Doug, look for the stop route on that far side. They had, Jordan Slough split out to the open side by himself, and they're terrified of his speed. They were off of him about 10 yards. Bailing, if they run any type of 3-4 or 2-3 hitch to his open side, that is going to be big money.
Armand split out wide to the right. Now going from left to right in motion is Slough, and they will fake the handoff to him, give it up the middle to Lorenzo Williams. He's got a gap as he comes across the 30 and into Donovan Trumbull's 28-yard line. And he's going to get about 8 on the play. It'll be 3rd and short.
And what we're seeing here as well is a lot of the offense that they really wanted to run all year. But, of course, with Lorenzo Williams' hand issue, they weren't able to. You're starting to see a lot of that here, Doug. Their playbook are open.
14-6 in favor of Sutton. Donovan Trumbull on the march again. They give it to Williams off the left side. He is hit just short. It will appear of the first down marker. There's Noose again. Also off the bottom of the pile is going to be Max Olson. And Williams is going to get one.
He's going to be about a yard and a half short, too, Doug.
And, of course, you got to go for it here. Armand will split out wide to the right. Big play here going in to the halftime break. We're down to 2:30 to go in the first half, 14-6 Sutton. And you can hear the fans below us. Fourth and a long yard here at the 28-yard line. Under center is Wilfong. Williams is behind him. Makes the handoff. It's a bootleg to the right. Throw it out here in the flat. It is complete to Ian Askey, who is inside the 20 for a first down at the 16-yard line.
Doug, what makes that a great job by Donovan Trumbull football players? Sutton was ready for the boot there. They had a guy sitting. They were 100% ready for the boot. They played it the way they wanted to play it, and Donovan Trumbull still it.
So it is first down and 10 here with 2:14 to go. Ball will be marked between the 16 and the 17-yard line. That's a gutsy call right there and well executed by the quarterback, Wilfong. He didn't panic. He rolled out, had a man in his face, and put it on the money to Askey. Now back to pass again. Has time in a pocket. Look right. Nothing there. Wants to go left. May have some room to run. Wants to throw. Wants to throw into the end zone, and it is sliding incomplete. He caught the ball. Nathaniel Armand says, here it is. But the official says, no, the ball hit the ground, and Armand begs to differ.
Yeah, Doug, and what I'm telling you, you're going to see them throw the ball here at some point out here to Slough. Slough hasn't been in the backfield virtually this entire series. It's been all Lorenzo Williams. They're not rolling really any coverage to Slough.
And so, a great job by Wilfong there to run that play out. He stayed poised again. Second down and 10, handed to Williams. Up the middle of the football field, runs into a wall as he got inside the 15 to about the 12. Going to be a gain of 4. It'll be 3rd down and 6.
And now you get 3rd and very manageable for Donovan Trumbull.
1:30 to go here before halftime. Both teams have all of their timeouts remaining. And it looks like Donovan Trumbull's going to use one right here. So 3rd down and 5 coming up, a long 5 for Donovan Trumbull at the Sutton 12. A minute 20 to go before half. Sutton 14, Donovan Trumbull 6. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you in part by Hastings Ford Lincoln.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. KKPR.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll look at the first half stats, preview the second half, look at the other scores, three other games from around the Class C playoffs tonight. All that and a whole lot more. Right now, a minute 20 to go before halftime. Sutton 14 and Donovan Trumbull 6. And it is 3rd and 5 at the 12 for Donovan Trumbull. Armin out of the shotgun. He's got Slough flanking him to his right. Motion man right to left. They'll hand it to Slough. He goes over the left side, gets inside the 10, inside the 5. He's short of the goal line, but it'll be first and goal. Slough for 10.
Doug, right there. He just did such a great job. Once he saw the hole open, he stuck his foot in the ground and just got downhill right now. You hear me talk about it every week. That is such an important thing for a runner. Be decisive. Stick your foot in the ground and get upfield.
Now Donovan Trumbull has all the time in the world. First down and goal at the 2. You want to get it in the end zone. You don't want to leave any time for Sutton. And they're looking to the sideline here as the clock goes under a minute. First and goal. Wilt Fong will be in the shotgun. Slough flanks him to his right. Twins to the left side. Wilt Fong, why wouldn't you? Gives it to 3, and he is swallowed up by all of the Sutton Mustangs. There's 5 guys you can give the tackle to. Mitch Carlson is there. Trey Raymer is there. Olson is there. No gain. Still plenty of time. 34 seconds. Second and goal at the 2. Still out of the shotgun. Wilt Fong gives it to Slough again. He goes towards the goal line. Sticks the ball across and has the touchdown. Touchdown. Jordan Slough cuts it to 2 with 24 seconds to go before halftime.
That's a little demoralizing for Sutton. Sutton has been so good in the A and B gap here, Doug. And to give that up there, that's tough. But you got to give a lot of credit to Coach Head there. He knows his team. He knows his plan, what's given him success. And he's just going to keep sticking the head of that hammer on the head of that nail. And he's going to pound until he gets what he wants.
They're going to go for 2 here. Again, Sutton goes for 2 no matter what. Donovan Trumbull missed the kick, but they could be tied going into halftime. Quads to the right side. They throw it out here in the flat to Slough. They try to make him get it by himself. He's met by 4 black jerseys, and he won't get in. Donovan, good completed pass. Sutton read it right, though. And that score with 24 seconds to go before half. Sutton 14 and Donovan Trumbull 12. The state football playoffs are brought to you in part by Dunham Sports. We'll kick it off after this.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal. At the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cenex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to state football playoff action. 24 seconds to go. Donovan Trumbull just wants to make sure they get a good kickoff. It's not returned, but it's caught on the fly at the 23-yard line, 25-30. Up to the 35 is Noah Johnson, still turning his feet across the 35 to the 38. 18 seconds to go here. And you put as good a prevent as you can here and still watch that somebody doesn't slip through on an option run.
Yeah, to be quite honest, when you look at, like we talked about, assuming those stats that we were given are Doug, Sutton can complete a pass here. You got to be really careful flying up on the run because of the way they beat these people on deep routes.
So they've got their timeouts. Should they decide to do something, they're going to put Wiseman in the shotgun, and Cole just a quarterback draw to the right side, and he is going to be grabbed and thrown out of bounds by the back of his jersey. He's saying, where's the horse collar?
No.
But they did not have the neck. They did not have the pads. They just had the jersey, and they swing him out of bounds at the 45. That is a gain of 7, brings up 2nd and 3, but it stopped the clock.
That's at least the best thing they've done, Doug, is they've cleaned that flag up before officials. If you grabbed anything on the back or side of somebody, they called that penalty, and the officials have gotten better at that.
Reed Stone split out wide to the left, double slot, and Wiseman in the shotgun again. And Wiseman again, he's going to run, he's going to push it on the option here, and it almost slides through the hands there of Mitch Carlson, but they shove him out of bounds right near the first down marker. They're going to say he's short. He only got about 2 on the play, but it does stop the clock. And the way that Sutton's running these plays, it looks like on the last play they want to take a shot here, or they would not be worried about running towards the sidelines.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I think at some point they're feeling like they want to, and this is probably it. I mean, Wiseman's arms isn't the strongest. They need to get the thing just beyond midfield to have any chance, I would think.
Brody Yost will be short side. We're near the Sutton sideline on the right hash. Wiseman's going to come under center. Hard count, little movement, no flag. 7 seconds left, and now we're going to get a timeout called by Sutton. So they were trying to get Donovan Trumbull to jump there, maybe get a little closer, get those 5 yards, but that's the first timeout called in the ball game by Sutton, and we're going to go ahead and keep it right here with the score. Sutton 14 and Donovan Trumbull 6. It was a low-scoring first half the first time these two teams met, and we'll talk more about that at halftime, but let's give you some score updates while we have them here. In C1, they're at halftime. Norfolk Catholic 20, Pierce nothing. Of course, Norfolk Catholic was beaten by Pierce 20-19 earlier this year. Boone Central has scored first. It is the Cardinals 7 and Adams Central nothing in the first quarter. And still at halftime, just about ready to start the third quarter, Aquinas leading Lutheran High Northeast 27-14. Aquinas, the defending champion. The winner of that game plays the winner of this game, 14-12 Sutton. 7 seconds to go in the first half.
Let's see, Doug. This is kind of interesting. The timeout was interesting in that, you know, the clock wasn't running. I know they were trying to get a free 5 yards, but I think the timeout was to set up something here. And, of course, they come out in a 2-by-2 mirror set.
Stone far left, Johnson slot left, Tramer on the near side. Wiseman on kind of a reverse pass here for Yost. The lefty wants to throw a Hail Mary. Finally sets, he's hit as he throws. That baby's going to be picked off. This could be going the other way. 40, 45, but a good play from behind Carlson. And then it fumbled, and the ball's loose. And it's going to be picked up by Donovan Trumbull to Jordan Slow along the right side. He breaks a tackle at the 35 and finally brought down at the 30. There's a helmet gone. There's the ball gone. Each team had it loose, but no points.
Doug,
that's the crazy thing that can happen if you try something like that on the final play of the half. That ball was picked off by Creighton Burr, and he brought the ball up the middle of the field, made a good juke move, but with guys behind him, which you usually don't have, but because the quarterback Wiseman had been hit, it came up way short of how far he wanted to throw it, and it wasn't actually Wiseman, it was Yost, and it was picked off. He got drilled from behind, the ball was loose, and then one of the Donovan Trumbull players picked it up and turned and pitched it to Jordan Slough, and that's when you're in trouble because nobody's in their lanes, nobody's containing anything anymore, and Slough headed down the Donovan Trumbull sideline from about the 45 all the way down to the Sutton 30, maybe the 20, before he got drugged down, but the half is over.
Out of all people on the planet, you don't want to touch that ball in that situation. If you're Sutton, it's Jordan Slough.
So that brings us to halftime of the 2012 C2 State Semifinals, brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation. Your score is Sutton 14 and Donovan Trumbull 12. When we come back, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does it best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer-engineers, Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda back with you here in beautiful Sutton, Nebraska for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, it is Sutton 14 and Donovan Trumbull 6, or 12, excuse me, and I think it was 14-6 as I look back the first time that these two teams played, and it went back and forth with both teams taking second-half leads. The offense really got going the first meeting between these teams in the second half. But, Larry, what have you seen so far here in the first half?
Well, I think the most interesting thing is, Doug, is both teams have been stopped. I get it. But they're both of them are doing what they want to do offensively. Sutton is able to get into their beer game, their GT power game, which is ISO power dive, and their inside-outside veer, it's working for them. They're not having to do anything outside of their offense or get tricky or live outside of themselves to get what they want. We're seeing the same thing out of Donovan. They're running their inside zone play along with their passing game. The one thing I will say is when they've needed to pass, Doug, it's been there for them, and you may see them come back from that. Sutton really hasn't had an answer for that pass yet.
Well, and again, the passing game has been one pass that they converted on, Sutton did on 3rd and 14, which kept their touchdown drive alive and eventually led to the second touchdown of the ball game for Wilt Fong. I have him 6 of 9, and we'll get to all of that here in just a little bit. But the one thing I did notice, and we talked about it when they fell behind 14-6, is really as a coach, and very few coaches could probably answer this, and I don't think probably you can accurately, Larry, or at least from experience, is that you don't run an offense like this, like Donovan Trumbull does. But you don't have a whole lot of time to think about what the score is and who just scored and what happened, because you're going bang, 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 and you better be paying attention to what's going on when you're running offense. You don't have time to worry about what just happened, and I would think that would be a positive when you're trying to play catch-up.
No question. Actually, I can't answer that because this is the offense that we ran. That you're seeing here, an inside-outside zone spread offense, zone option, read option, exactly what we ran. And the thing is, as a coach, you want to keep yourself sheltered from any of the noise. That's why you have a play sheet, because Mike Ditka said this, boys, let's not get pregnant on game day with ideas, right? Let's not get pregnant with ideas. It's about staying inside your world and moving forward. As soon as you start thinking about outside things, you're in big trouble, and that's one of the things that Coach Head does well within that.
We're going to take a break here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, look at some other scores, get you ready for next week's state finals. 3 games on Monday, 3 games on Tuesday, and we'll give you some stats as well. It is 14-12, Sutton leading Donovan Trumbull at the half, and we're back after this.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, back with you here at Sutton. Last night we had Giltner showing their dominance, beating a Shelton football team by a score of 60-20. So they are headed on to the state finals. They will take on Humphrey St. Francis to start things next Monday morning at 10:15. Every game will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550 from the state football championships. Maybe they're not all right from our backyard, but it's all football that we're all familiar with, and we'll bring you all six championships. It's D2 at 10:15, then D1 goes Monday afternoon, and A goes Monday night, and then it will be the C2 championship at 10:15. Whoever wins this plays breakfast at Memorial Stadium on Tuesday. Then it will be C1 in the afternoon, and Class B finishes things up next Tuesday night. Well, there is a 99-yard touchdown run by Pierce to get into the end zone here. Nate Meyer takes it in from 99 yards, so it is now a 20-6 lead by Norfolk Catholic, and obviously that is the longest touchdown run in playoff history. I like here one of the tweets says, 11-man. 11-man history. It would be the longest run ever. So Meyer's got that for
you. Oh, good gravy.
Adams Central has gone onto the scoreboard here. After one quarter, Adams Central and Boone Central are tied 7-7. That game currently on 1230 KHAS and also on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Some really good football games have been played out there, and we've got one for you here so far. 14-12 at the half is your score. Also, of course, on the other side of this bracket, it is Aquinas Catholic taking on Lutheran High Northeast. They're in the third quarter. Aquinas is up by a score of 27-13. What has to change now is Donovan Trumbull is going to get the ball to start the second half. What are we looking at here in the second half, Larry?
Donovan Trumbull's got to play that option better, Doug. I actually see that being the onus of this thing. Donovan Trumbull needs to pick it up on defense more than I even think Sutton does. Donovan Trumbull, if Sutton can continue to run their offense the way they are, it's going to limit the possessions that Donovan Trumbull's offense can get. Donovan Trumbull's got to get some stops. That big long drive to start the second quarter was exactly what Sutton wanted. They continued to convert on third down, third and longs, but they just chewed the field up. Donovan can't allow that to continue to happen.
Well, it seems like both teams have done a little bit of what they want. We've also seen both teams stopped on fourth down, and I think also something that's key in this football game, and Donovan Trumbull did score early on in this contest after stuffing Sutton and getting good field position. Sutton on their opening possession had to punt the ball, but they rugbied it and got tackled, and we haven't had a punt in the football game officially.
No, that's it. You're exactly right. As I look at that, I mean, it's those types of mistakes, Doug. But, you know, you talk a lot about the kicking game in high school football as we do these games. Right now the score really is 2-2, right? Each team has two touchdowns, but Donovan Trumbull trails this game.
Well, it's the philosophy, and it depends who you are as far as going for two and not going for two. Sutton was 1-for-2 going for two. Now, if Donovan Trumbull makes their first extra point kick, they're going to try to kick the second one and tie this football game up. You do need to make those extra point kicks, and I've got a feeling now, unless Donovan Trumbull really goes on a heck of a streak here, they're going to have to continue. Their hand is forced to go for two-point conversions for scoring the rest of the way. In that comeback the first game, they kicked one extra point and went for two the rest of the time. When they took on Sutton the first time around. Interestingly enough, Sutton didn't punt the ball at all the last time these two teams played, and just two punts for Donovan Trumbull.
Yeah, neither one of these teams are accustomed to punting the ball, that's for sure. But this kicking game deal will be big, Doug. Donovan Trumbull's made the decision that they're going to give everybody the short field when they kick the ball off. Both of these schools, for the most part, have made the decision that they're not going to kick extra points. They're going to go for two. And when you do that, from Donovan Trumbull's perspective, you better make them. They haven't. And when you give a team a short field enough, they can make you pay. Puts a lot of pressure on your defense. The other big thing is here, Donovan Trumbull needs to find a big play, Doug. They big play everybody, and we have not seen that happen yet in this game. Sutton has kept everything in front of them. If they can keep everything in front of them and they can control the ball on offense through the third quarter the way they did in the second quarter, it's going to be very hard for Donovan Trumbull to win this football game.
How much is Donovan Trumbull missing Kenny Pfeiffer right now? They have him out there, but he is not doing anything after being injured in the North Platte St. Pat's game.
He's their leading receiver on the team. I think it's a huge loss, as well as on the defensive side. He's fast. He brings a lot of speed to things. And you're playing a quarterback on the other side that is blistering fast in Weissman. So I do think that that's a big loss and does have an effect here, Doug.
Well, coming up here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, we will take a look at the first half stats of this C2 State semifinal game, which Sutton leads at home over the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals 14-12. The state football playoffs here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Donovan, Trumbull, and Sutton, brought to you in part by Dunham Sports.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
High school football action of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, along with Larry Baker, Doug Duda with you here as we take a look at the first half stats of this C2 semifinal. Here's what I've got for you. First off, for Donovan Trumbull, Jordan Slough, 15 carries but only 55 yards for a young man that averages over 9 yards per carry. He's getting just about 3.5 yards per carry in this football game. He does have a touchdown. Lorenzo Williams, 5 carries for 36 yards. And Riley Wilfong, he has 4 carries for 8 yards. He did suffer a 14-yard sack on a fourth down play that really skewed the yardage there. 24 rushes for 99 yards here in the first half for the Cardinals. Through the air, Riley Wilfong has put it up 9 times. He's completed 6 of those. No interceptions and a 7-yard touchdown pass to start the scoring to Nathaniel Armin. So, through the air, 6 of 9 for a total of 71 yards, and on the ground, 99 yards, so that's 170 yards of offense, 9 first downs for the Cardinals, no punts, no turnovers, 3 penalties, 425 yards. For the Sutton Mustangs, Trey Raymer, 4 carries for 20 yards, Brody Yost, 1 carry for 4 yards, Mitch Carlson, 7 carries, 25 yards, Noah Johnson, 4 carries, 17 yards, and Cole Wiseman, 9 carries, 49 yards, and 2 touchdowns. 25 carries for 115 yards on the ground. 1 pass of the ball game for Sutton. It was complete on a 3rd and 14 for 22 yards. So 22 through the air, 115 on the ground. And Donovan Trumbull's actually outgaining Sutton by about 35 yards. That's 137 for Sutton. 10 first downs in this football game. No punts. They had the 1 turnover. That was the interception on the final play of the half, which it got crazy, but normally you just kind of throw that one out the window. 3 penalties all in the first quarter for 20 yards. The game started with Sutton getting the football and Donovan Trumbull able to push him back, forcing a punting situation, but Cole Wiseman, who's also the punter, took off to the right side of the rugby-style punt and then didn't get it away. He was tackled at the 39-yard line. And that's where the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals took over, finished on a 7-yard touchdown pass from Riley Wilfong to Nathaniel Armin. The kick was no good. 6:46 to go first quarter. It's 6-0. And then after a short kick, a 60-yard drive was completed on a beautiful 14-yard run by Cole Wiseman. Wiseman added the 2-point conversion, and just not even 2 minutes later, with 4:50 to go in the first quarter, it is 8-6.
Then Donovan Trumbull was sacked on fourth down and two for that 14-yard loss. They were at the 17 of Sutton all the way back to the 31. And using up over 5.5 minutes of clock, Cole Wiseman finished a 69-yard drive with a 16-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion was no good. 6:49 to go in the half. It's 14-6 in favor of Sutton. But Donovan Trumbull was able to get back on the board with 24 seconds to go in the first half of play on a 2-yard Jordan Slough touchdown run. The two-point conversion pass, though, was no good. And that brings us to your halftime score of Sutton 14 and Donovan Trumbull 12. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Been a great first half. We expect just as good of a second half. In fact, Larry, if it equals the second half the last time, we're in for a treat for this huge crowd here tonight. It is Sutton 14 and Donovan Trumbull 12. The second half kicks off after this.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchased benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And 8. They run to the short side option. Good block. Wiseman, 360 move inside the 10, the 5, and into the end zone again for a touchdown. He's like watching a video game. That's Cole Wiseman's second touchdown of the ball game that gave them their 14th point, and he's been spectacular when he needs to be, Larry.
Yeah, no question, and you said it's like watching a video game. He's very, very hard to bring down. He's fast, he's physical, and there's no question. He is a load to bring down. Donovan Trumbull's going to get the ball to start the second half here, Doug. Be interesting to see if they come back with both Lorenzo Williams and Jordan Slough in the game at offense. Same time, if they do, a big key to this is what will they do with Jordan Slough? Sutton is giving them a lot of things. They can run stop routes, which will set up double move deep. They're not rolling coverage to him when he's out there. I think that's something really important to watch here and see if the Donovan Trumbull offense does anything with that.
Aquinas up 35-21 over Lutheran High Northeast. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. And here's the squib kick by Reed Stone. Still bouncing around, but it is picked up at about the 22-yard line, and they cover Jordan Slough. Great job getting down the football field by Tyler Bailey. That's the second time that young man has made the tackle on a kickoff.
And that's exactly what Sutton wants. Sutton doesn't want him to be able to field the ball. That's why they squib it. And that thing bounced and bumbled and rolled long enough that all the defenders got there by the time he touched it.
Donovan Trumbull's lined up and ready to go. Slough in the backfield, flanking the shotgun quarterback in Riley Wilfong. First play is going to be a handoff to Slough around the left side. He is immediately wrapped up by Max Olson, who is going to break Sutton's school record for tackles tonight in this ball game.
Yeah, there's no question. As good as he's playing, he's going to break it tonight, Doug.
Slough not able to do anything on that. It'll be second down and 10. And that has been the story of the football game, how they have hemmed in Jordan Slough in a contest. Lorenzo Williams was put out wide to the right, taking a long time to look over to the bench here and see what the play call is. Now they'll come set. Wilfong on second down and 10. He's going to run a little option pass to the left side, looking to throw, doesn't want to run, and he's going to be shoved out of bounds into the Donovan Trumbull sideline right at the first down stick, the wrong one, though, the one that says you're 10 yards away, not the one that says you get the first down.
That's
so
right.
Good defense so far. Sutton, first two plays, able to smoke them out here, and it's going to be third and 10.
Coach Spongeberg spent the entire halftime on his hands and knees on the dry erase board, and we know he runs the defense, so he was working awful hard over there scheming something up, Doug. So far, so good.
And we know he does it well, too.
That's right.
Veteran coach. So third and 10, passing situation here for Wilfong. At his own 24-yard line, he's got twins to the right, single to the left, And they will send Slough in motion from left to right, giving him trips, fake the handoff, back to pass, looking over the middle for Burr. Now pressure, and Wilfong's got to run, and he's going to be ankle tackle before he can get up the corner. Across the 25 to about the 28, but that ankle tackle saved the first down, and we should see a punt coming up here from Donovan Trumbull. He got six, but it's fourth down and four.
Yeah, and we talked about it at the half where I didn't think Sutton did a very good job covering Donovan Trumbull's pass in the first half. Boy, they did a great job there.
I'm just going to ask you, does it look like Burr's open every single time as they get ready to pump the ball away from their own 30? Low snap, but Slough gets it out of there. It's a low line drive kick that rolls and have to get out of the way as Yost across the 40 to 35 and all the way down to the 32-yard line. So that's a 43-yard punt with no return.
Yeah, now Donovan Trumbull needs to get this thing right back. They can't let Sutton control this third quarter the way the second quarter was controlled. And if you're Sutton, that's exactly what you want to do. Grind this thing out 3 to 7 yards at a time, and it's what they do best. 3-3-7-10, 3-2-7. I mean, that's the type of numbers that come on that stat sheet from them.
Until they get in the red zone, and Cole Wiseman goes in from 14 and from 16 yards out. Donovan Trumbull, the 7-yard pass to Armour, the 2-yard run by Slough. Right up to the line of scrimmage, quick snap. Wiseman fakes the belly dive, and he scoots out to the left side and has some yards. 40, 45, they can't bring him down 50. Into Donovan Trumbull territory at the 48-yard line, 20 yards on the first play from scrimmage of the second half for the Mustangs.
And Wiseman did a great job there. He was running through arm tackles there. Donovan Trumbull stepping up with the arm tackles. Of course, we know that that will never work against a good runner. That's a great run.
And again, he's just a junior. That's one of the things about this. There's some good seniors out there, but there are a lot of juniors on these two football teams. Now, most of the line for Sutton is full of seniors, and that's one of the reasons that they can run this option and block it out there, including Max Olson. So first and 10 at the Cardinal 48. This time they go belly dive to the fullback, and he got about a yard and a half.
Yeah, and my guess is here you've got a situation where Coach Raymer just said, you know what, at halftime we're going to run our stuff. Everything we've seen from them so far has been inside beer, and we know that's their bread and butter.
Ball on the left hash as they move from right to left along your radio dial. Donovan Trumbull from left to right here in the third quarter. 14-12 Sutton, 9.5 to go here in the third quarter. I formation slot right, give it to the fullback again, and diving through Mitch Carlson. He'll cross the 45 and get to the 43. It's going to be a gain of 3 on the play. But sets up third and about 6 for the Sutton Mustangs, maybe closer to 5.5 yards here for Sutton, which doesn't scare him at all. They have not been forced to pass the ball except one time tonight, and when it was actually 3rd and 14, and they did complete that pass on a nice wheel route to Trey Raymer.
They are dangerous in these situations throwing the ball.
They take the snap. Quarterback keeper started left, now goes right. There's a hole up the middle. 30, 25, 20. Wiseman to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Sutton. A 44-yard run. The third touchdown run of the night for Cole Wiseman.
Doug, and what you had there is he ran inside beer to the near side. He was coming right for us. There was absolutely nothing there. Donovan played it right. He turned around and just tried to go to the other sideline. There was nothing there, and then he took the thing just straight up the middle and ran right to the goalpost.
That's just an amazing run by Cole Wiseman, and he is so quick. It seems like he gets to full speed faster than most people do. It takes him like 4 steps to get to full speed. And they'll line up to go for 2 again, a chance to take a 2-possession lead here. Shotgun with 2 running backs flanking him. It's going to be a quarterback keeper right up the middle and untouched into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. So unlike the last time they played, someone has a 2-possession lead. It's a 10-point game now with 8:45 to go in the third quarter. A lot of time left, but Sutton scores on their first drive of the second half. It's Sutton 22, Donovan Trumbull 12 on Classic Hits.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Doug Doodle, Larry Baker back with you here at Sutton. And Larry,
they keep doing it with Cole Wiseman. It seems like they don't necessarily keep it in his hands all the time, but he's got the three touchdowns.
Yeah, and here's the key. It's how do you respond to a big play? Doug, you've seen Donovan Trumbull several times this year. They take a 13-point lead and make it a 26-point lead just in a matter of minutes, it seems like, because they big play people. The other side of the ball gets their dobber down terrible. How does Donovan Trumbull respond to getting big played?
68-yard drive, didn't take long to finish it off. And Sutton, oh, they get a good backspin on that kick. It stops at the 20. It's picked up by Slough. Tries the right side, 25, and then shoved out of bounds at the 28-yard line. Most of the time where that ball hit, it's going to skid and slide out of bounds, and you're going to get a favorable spot. But it just stuck right there. And the grass the first time they played was pretty thick here, and it just because of the weather, it's not quite as thick, but they're doing their best.
This is one of the possessions of the game, Doug. There's 8:37 left in the third, but how does Donovan Trumbull respond to this?
12 points so far on the board. Will Fong looking to his right the whole time here for Slough, and now he's going to move in motion behind the quarterback. Will Fong hands it to him as if he was in the backfield, coming off the left side, across the 30, about the 32-yard line. That's a gain of 4. Talk about the difference there between running him in front, giving it inside of the sweep, and running him behind. It wasn't an option. It was just a straight handoff.
Yeah, what they're trying to show there is they want to show that as a D-gap run, a zoom jet sweep there, and then he cuts that thing in the B-gap.
Same motion here for Slough. With Williams in the backfield, they want to pass. Pump fake, throw into traffic, and it is caught right at the first down marker. There were hands up in the air for the Sutton Mustangs, and a great job there by Creighton Burr to haul it in for a gain of 7, and that'll move the chains. A short gain, but enough to move the chains.
Wilt Fong spins it well enough. He can get it in a lot of small windows than most high school quarterbacks can. Right here again, Doug, we've got a one-on-one out here.
At the 39-yard line, now they'll move him from left to right. The wide side cutting back against the grain is Jordan Slough, and he'll slide forward for 5 yards, get it up to the 44-yard line, and bring up second down and 5.
Sutton played a little more center field there than they showed that one-on-one here to the field side, but they started to walk the free safety out pre-snap.
Second down and 5, again motion. It's Slough in motion all the time now. Inside handoff, Williams, little hole over the left side. A good job there by Mitch Carlson to use his linebacker position and bring him down right at the first down marker, because there wasn't anybody else over there, and he would have had to track him down about 20 yards down the field. It's going to be a gain of 4. It's 3.5 yards.
Again, Doug, with Lorenzo Williams in the backfield, Jordan Slough is out there one-on-one on the boundary side.
Let's see if they go power football on 3.5 yards here. Slough in motion, and they give it to Williams, and he's got the first down into Sutton territory, and he's still on his feet, 45, down to the 41-yard line, and both of these clubs have guys that just keep those legs churning like they teach you in practice. You hate the drills, but it pays off for you here on a gain of 10.
Yeah, Lorenzo Williams is a little piece of dynamite. I mean, he's not very big, but he's very, very tough, and he wants contact. He doesn't want to avoid it.
Another junior sets up first and 10 at the Sutton 42. Slough in motion to the right side. Wilt Fong wants to throw, and from his knees, the catch is made at the 33-yard line by Creighton Burr, who's having a good night. It's a gain of 8.
Okay, there they had Jordan Slough in the jet sweep again. They had him open if they want to swing it to him. Donovan's got several things working here, Doug.
Yeah, they've run a lot of different plays off the same-looking formation right here. And Will Fong's got good eyes. Let's see when he spots something big. Slough continues to be in motion out of the slot, and now we're going to have motion. That's a penalty flag you don't want when you're moving down the field on offense. So instead of second down at about 2.5, they're going to back him up to closer to 2nd and 8.
Ooh, that's tough.
Well, they call him lined up in the neutral zone. So that backs it up 5 yards. That's the first penalty of the second half.
Yeah, that's a tough call.
So, second down, move it back closer to 8 yards at their 38-yard line of Sutton. And they're ready to go again, 22-12. Sutton with the lead. Donovan Trumbull with the ball. Slough in motion behind his quarterback, Wilt Fong. Lets him get all the way out there. He's looking for him. Now comes over the middle, and the ball is knocked down. Just a little bit behind Nathaniel Armin, and it is broken up by Barody Yost. Yeah, he looked out to Slough that time. Slough was covered.
The back did a great job there, the linebacker did. Doug followed the zoom motion out,
that's why you have to take advantage of some of those plays when they happen, is the mistakes don't come again. Right. Sutton didn't make it again.
They figured it out. He keeps going in motion. Somebody better cover him. Third down and 8, and again, you're probably in two-down territory here for Donovan Trumbull. Big third down play here. Slough, right to left. Out of the shotgun, Wilfong. Same looking play. Looking for him. He's covered. Now underneath, wide open, his arm at the 26-yard line, and he's gang tackled right there. First down and 10. Harmon sat down very well.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. Little zone buster there. Coach Head's doing a nice job getting his receivers to just find the big spots in those zones and sit down. Stop routes do that just so well, and that's he just run a little 3-4 there.
Another first down to the 26-yard line of Sutton. Donovan Trumbull on the march after a Sutton touchdown. Hand off Lorenzo Williams. Goes to counter. Gets inside the 20, and a late penalty flag comes down after Williams is about 8 yards up the field with the white hat. Says that Reed Stone must have been held.
Yeah, he must have thought about it a long time. There's no question it was a hold, but he didn't throw it right away.
Maybe the cold hands trying to find the flag, too. There's no doubt about that. But that's a penalty that's going to send Donovan Trumbull the wrong way. Let's give you a couple of score updates. In the third quarter, Norfolk Catholic 20 and Pierce 6. Boone Central and Adams Central still 7-7 in the second quarter. Late third, Aquinas 35 and Lutheran High Northeast 21. As they're about ready to head into the fourth quarter here, it's 22-12. Sutton leading Donovan Trumbull. 5:44 to go in the third quarter. And a first and 20 now for the Cardinals. Back at the 38 is Sutton. Will Fong takes the snap, hands it to Slough, who was in motion, breaks one tackle in the backfield, gets to the 35, churns forward to about the 33-yard line. And he's going to get pretty good gain on that play.
So tough, Doug, first and 20.
It was actually farther than that, wasn't it? It's probably first and 25 where that hold was. Went by the scoreboard and got nuked on that one. But about a 7-yard gain for Slough. Second down and long. We'll call this about 17 yards still to go. Will Fong takes the short snap. Has plenty of time. Throws a bullet out here in the flat to Slough, who has a little bit of room. Hits by Trey Raymer at the 20. 15, 10, 5. Stretches to the goal line. And they say he's down at the 1. First and goal on a 33-yard completion.
That's a great job by Donovan Trumbull and the coaching staff coming back to it. That's the same zone motion. And they didn't give it to him. They threw it to him on the sweep. Sutton had not been covering him. Then the one time he wanted to throw it to the far side, they did, but they came right back, Doug, and didn't cover him.
Jordan Slough finally got an open space and showed his speed there. Wilfong comes up under center. First down and goal at the 1 for Donovan Trumbull. Give it to Williams off the left side. He's into the end zone for a Cardinal touchdown. 22-18. Now I want to see what they do. 2 or 1 here.
My guess is you just got to keep going for points here. I don't think Donovan Trumbull sends the black box in again.
A 1-yard touchdown run by Lorenzo Williams. Extra point puts it to 3. But they are going to line up and go for 2. Try to cut it to a 2-point game because they know if Sutton scores again, what happens. So they need a couple of 2-point conversions, and that's exactly what they're going for here. Wilfong, long snap count, rolls right now back against the grain. He's got a man to the opposite corner, and he overthrew Ian Askey at the back post with Noah Johnson on coverage. Just overthrew him by a little bit. And with 4:46 to go, it's still Sutton 22, Donovan Trumbull 18. We're in the third quarter of the C2 State Semifinals, brought to you in part by Hastings Ford Lincoln.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white.
just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, Doug Duda with you here, as we have a four-point game. Each team has scored three touchdowns, but it's the extra points, as an onside kick here is going to be covered. It was a squib kick, but that was more designed as an onside because they just kicked it about 12 yards, and Mitch Carlson covers it, and Sutton has it at their own 47.
Right, now it's a five-yard difference from what it would have been as they kicked it normal.
Can I bring this up? You kick it out of bounds, it's at the 35. This is the third time that Sutton has had it past the 35.
Yep. I mean, we talked about that at the half, Doug. They've made a decision that they're willing to give them half the field.
And so, on first and 10, we've got a little motion here. And the way Sutton, I'm surprised they don't get called for this more often. They break that huddle, and as we say, the center, Max Olson, is there waiting to snap it so that when Wiseman's there, he just gets up under him and says, bring it. I mean, you can just kind of hear him coming. Sometimes I don't think that backfield is set. I think that's what they got him for there.
You're exactly right, Doug.
So that'll be the first penalty since the first quarter on the Sutton Mustangs. But wouldn't you kick it out of bounds? Or would they just keep making them kick it over and over?
I was just going to say that they're just going to make you keep kicking it.
And special teams could be the downfall or the uprising of the winner and loser of this football game. And on first and 15, option play, fake the belly dive. Wiseman keeps it, but Donovan Trumbull's on it as he brings it from the 42 to the 45. A gain of three. It'll be second down and 12. Wiseman with 116 yards and three rushing touchdowns. On the other side, Jordan Slough, 71 yards and one rushing touchdown.
And that's what's tough about this, Doug. Wiseman's the difference in this game. Make no mistake about that. But the fullback can beat you, so you still have to play option responsibility.
Lutheran High Northeast has cut it to 8 with 8 minutes to go, 35-27 on the other side of the C2 bracket. And back to pass. Oh, Williams is going to, Wiseman's going to pitch it out wide, and Donovan Trumbull is all over Noah Johnson. They tried to do all kinds of fancy stuff on that play for the first time tonight, and they're going to lose significant yardage. And there's a flag on the far side.
Yeah, and I'm not sure, Doug, if this was Donovan Trumbull got no done
there. Brett Breckner's running up the sideline here. It's going to be a loss of about 5, and it's a hold. But I think you decline this. You'll have 3rd and 17, or you get 2nd at about 25. But 3rd and 17 sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's a coin flip. I mean,
you don't want to give Cole Wiseman any more snaps. He's already hurt you enough times tonight. He's done such a great job out there. But a great job by Donovan Trumbull. They're all over that one. Lorenz Williams, I believe, was one of the men back there in on the tackle. A loss of 5 for Noah Johnson. So it's 3rd down and 17. 3:51 to go here, 3rd quarter. Wiseman back to pass, his 2nd pass attempt of the game. Look left, it's covered. Now he's dancing around. He really wants to run. Still out there. Trey Raymer's open in the flat. He's 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Throws it out here to Raymer. Caught at the 50. Shoved out of bounds at the Donovan Trumbull 48-yard line by Jordan Slough. He'll be about 5 yards short of the first down. Tremendous scrambling ability by Wiseman when he needs it. And now it's 4th down. What does Sutton do?
The key there, Doug, is Weissman's such a good runner. None of the backers or D linemen could get out of their lanes. Somebody was going to come open there.
I'm not going to be surprised they go for it here.
No, I'm sure they will.
4th down, Gamblin at the Donovan Trumbull 47-yard line. 4th and 4.5. They line up out of the I formation. Wiseman sets him down, now pops up, sets him down again. Looking for the hard count to draw him off sides. Now looks to the sideline. The 5-second count is on, and a timeout will be called. So defense discipline on that defensive line for Donovan Trumbull, because had they jumped off sides, it would have been enough for the first down.
Here's my struggle with that, Doug. That timeout's going to be worth a lot of money later. Either punt it or don't.
Yep, 2:53 to go here in the 3rd quarter of play. Sutton 22, Donovan Trumbull 18. You're listening to the C2 State Semifinals on Classic Hits.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Sutton didn't punt the first game against Donovan Trumbull. They were sacked on a rugby-style attempt earlier in this game. They tried to draw Donovan Trumbull offside, didn't get it, called timeout.
Now they're lined up to go for it again. Fourth and four, Sutton at the Cardinal 47-yard line. Wiseman sends his man in motion and penalty flags as Noah Johnson got started and an illegal motion 5 yards farther back. Now it makes it a little tougher to try and go for it.
Yeah, it does. You're right at midfield. I mean, my guess is you'd punt the ball here, but that's what I mean. You waste the timeout. Now you're going to end up having to punt the ball anyway. A lot of times you're better off just making a decision and living with it.
Now Wiseman will drop back in punt formation with the ball at the Sutton 48, fourth and eight. Not if in trouble acted like they're going to come after this one. High snap over Wiseman's head. He gets it at the 30. He rugsbys to the right side. He will get the kick away, and he gets a nice kick. It's going to bounce out of bounds somewhere between right around the 35 of Donovan Trumbull. But special teams has not been pretty tonight. It's going to be out of bounds at the 36, and that means it's only about a 17-yard punt, but it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, gee, many crickets, Doug. Wiseman, he's their most valuable player for a reason. I mean, to get that thing off was big.
So, the score is Sutton 22, Donovan Trumbull 18, 2:44 to go here in the third quarter. Donovan Trumbull scored on their last possession, as Sutton had until they punted it away there. Ball will be marked at their own 37-yard line, first and 10. Williams in the backfield. Wolfbach talking to him as they break the huddle. Slough in motion. He's been almost every play here in the second half. They'll hand it to Lorenzo, going off the left side, and making the tackle is going to be Noah Johnson. This young man's had a big game. Both sides, but Johnson, Noose, there's a variety, Olsen, guys that we've been talking about on the Sutton defense, and it's going to be a gain of about three for Williams.
Well, it's the Sutton defense that's done this. They've made Donovan Trumbull claw, scratch, steal, beg for every single thing they've gotten.
Second and seven, Wilt Fong again. Slough in motion again. Option two, Slough. He's going to keep it, Wilt Fong, and he gets up into the seam and is swallowed up right there by Harrison Beal. As he crosses the 40 to the 41, a gain of maybe a yard, third and six.
Yeah, and we've still got this situation where they're two by one here with receivers, and Slough's always to the field side alone in a man-to-man situation with the defender 10 yards off of him.
He's going to get tired going in motion every single time. He does it again, goes to the trip side, now wide side right, Wilt Fong to throw. Sets his feet, throws it over the middle, and overthrows Creighton Burr at midfield. He looked at him, stopped, and then decided, I am going to throw it to you. But then his feet moved. He was set, wasn't going to throw it to him, took that step to take off running, and then, there he is, and overthrew him.
And just that fast, Donovan Trumbull's going to have to give the ball back. You just said, is he going to get tired going into motion that much? At some point, I'm not going to send him in motion. I want to throw the ball to him. He's the best athlete on the field, him and Wiseman, and Wiseman's not covering him.
Well, they act like they're going for it here, and they are. Back to pass, slant, drop.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Phil George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Let George's Aerial Spraying be your one-stop shop for ground and aerial spraying. George's offers all types of custom spraying for most any need. Call today, 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. With over 25 years of experience, you know you're getting a qualified professional spraying company. Go Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Calling all sports fans. Are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can. At Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between. Dunham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings. At Dunham's, our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, Sutton Pharmacy is ready to help. They'll take the time to talk with you to find out exactly what's best for you and your family. For everything to get you well and to stay well, trust Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton. Your Good Neighbor Pharmacy, located at 210 North Saunders in Sutton.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for?
See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
George's 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway wants to send a big congratulations to the Mustangs on a fantastic football season. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and don't forget to wash the vehicle at the car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring delicious Goodrich ice cream, pizza, sandwich, and breakfast. George's 66 Easy Stop really is your one-stop shop. Good luck in tonight's game from George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clip.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
For all your printing and advertising needs, call Printing MD, your printing doctor in Sutton. Printing MD can do it all, from embossed napkins and wedding invitations to posters and magnetic signs for your vehicle. Printing MD can make a banner for a special occasion or designated parking signs for your lot. Add that to letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, registration forms, posters, brochures, sales bills, and more. Printing MD is your complete printer. Call for a quote on your next printing job, 773-5582. Printing MD, proudly supporting all Sutton athletes.
Well, Larry, the Cole Wiseman show continues. He gets a big 14-yard gain to get it down to the 11-yard line. It's first down and 10 for Sutton at the Donovan Trumbull 11 to start the fourth quarter. It's 22-18. Folks, you just missed a couple of runs there because of the quarter break.
Yeah, no question. Donovan Trumbull doesn't have an answer for Wiseman right now. They seem to have him corralled and bottled up, and they just can't get him to the ground.
146 yards for Wiseman. First play of the fourth quarter. It's going to be Wiseman keeping it up into the backfield. The ball got loose, but they're going to call him down. Getting on the ball was Aaron Ettinger after he upended Wiseman. They finally got him behind the line of scrimmage one time.
Yeah, and that
didn't
was
think
a,
that was possible.
No, I didn't either. That was a big shot, too. That was the right call. He was clearly on the ground when the ball came out.
A loss of four on the play, so it'll be second down and 14 back at the 15-yard line here. A four-point lead. Each team has scored three touchdowns, but Sutton is 2-for-3 on two-point conversions. Donovan Trumbull missed the kick to start the game when they were up 6-0, and then they have not been able to take care of the last two two-point conversions. Hustling up to the line here, Wiseman hands it off to Raymer. Big hole over the right side. He's going to get inside the 15, down to the 10, and inside the 10 to about the 8-7-yard line. Big, big run by Trey Raymer.
Yeah, I mean, that's just this is the 1-2 punch, Doug. And it's still third and fairly long here, but if you're Sutton, this thing's about making fourth down manageable. You don't have to get it all here.
It's third and 7. The ball at about the 8-yard line. So you need 7 for a first down and 8 for a touchdown, maybe 6 for a first down. Break the huddle late. High formation. Wiseman back to pass. Looking right. Throws it into the end zone. Touchdown. Reed Stone. A 7-yard touchdown pass. And not only can Wiseman run it, he's 3 of 3 through the air.
Yeah, and we talked about it before the game, Doug, that they don't throw it a lot, but they're extremely effective when they do, and they just lull you into that.
Again, it takes guts. It takes confidence in your team to call some of the plays that both of these coaching staffs have called today.
Yeah, no doubt about that. When you've run the ball as well as you have and then you decide to put it in the air there, that's a big spot.
Now they go for two, try to get a 12-point lead and send the man in motion. Wiseman fakes the handoff, goes straight up the middle, and Cole is in there for the two-point conversion. 10:28 to go in this football game. Sutton 30 and Donovan Trumbull 18. You're listening to the C2 semifinals on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan, Sutton, brought to you in part by our friends at T&L Irrigation.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Doug Duda and Larry Baker back with you here as the Sutton Mustangs get ready to kick it off here. Donovan Trumbull a chance maybe to redeem themselves with a good return. Boots back here to the 30-yard line. It is dropped and just falling on top of it there. It's going to be the up man, Reed Schultz. He's just a freshman. He's just saying, I'm getting on top of it. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, that's a smart thing to do. Doug, this thing, the balance of this is going to hang in. Can Donovan, both their kids and their coaches, stay calm? They're built for this situation. I mean, their entire team is built for this. They've got to stay calm, stay upbeat. The coaches can't get their dauber down. It's one of the things that will absolutely bleed into their kids.
Well, they are ready to go here. First and 10 at their own 27-yard line. Wilt Fong, back to pass, has all day. Now rolls to his right, still wants to throw. Throws it out here in between defenders, and it is in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. At the 45-yard line, let me see who that was for. I think that was somebody we haven't seen out there before. Was that UTEC? I think that was Jeff UTEC, number 80. First one that's went his way. He almost made a spectacular catch. But Will Fong has been, he wants to throw it. He's not really been taken off of the football. He's running, but he's not taken off.
And the trouble with that was that those been stop routes that had been wide open. Again, that thing just took so long, they ran through the open spots in the zones.
Second down and 10, Will Fong. Rolls to his right, throws underneath here. This one is complete to Askey. First down to the 40 to the 41-yard line. That'll be a gain of 14 and move the chains for Donovan Trumbull.
Wilt Fong got that out of his hands earlier that time, Doug. On the previous play, those things were open. He just held it too long, and the receivers ran through the open spots in the zones.
Try and get you some score updates in a moment. They're having a dandy on the east side of the bracket here. In C2, they're all tied up. Back to passes, Wilt Fong, first and 10. Now some pressure. Now he'll tuck it up and run. Room to go to the right side, 45, and steps out of bounds at the 50-yard line. In fact, Noah Johnson pulled up because he didn't want to get a flag, but he pulled up quite a ways away from the sideline, it looked like.
Yeah, and they're going to spot this thing at about the 48, 49, Doug.
So an 8-yard gain there for Riley Wilt Fong. 9:55 to go. Clock stops the clock, which is smart. For Donovan Trumbull, Wilt Fong to throw. Wants to throw over the middle, and a great catch there by Creighton Burr. They try to rip it out of his hands at the 40, and he may have ripped it out of his hands.
He just needed to go
They're
down.
They're
going to
give it to Trey Raymer.
Yeah,
Raymer ripped it out of Creighton Burr's hands, the first Cardinal turnover of the ball game.
He just needed to go down, Doug. The defender clearly had a hold of the ball. You teach receivers that if when you get in that spot, just go down. You're going to give it up 9 times out of 10. That's a coachable moment there. You've got to go down when you feel that spot coming.
Trey Raymer, fumble recovery at the 39-yard line of Sutton. And now Sutton can salt this away, leading it by 12. And it's going to be penalty flags all over the place.
Donovan had too many guys on the field, Doug.
And let's see what our side judge tells us. And that is the case. So a 5-yard penalty here on Donovan Trumbull.
I'm going to say it again, though, Doug. Donovan kids need to stay up. Their coaches need to stay in this game. Donovan's built for this. They can't give up another one here. I understand that.
They got to find a way to stop Sutton.
Yep, they
Sutton's
do.
Sutton's punted the ball one time tonight. Stopped them on a fourth down a couple of times. Again, Lutheran High Northeast converts a fourth down and 16
24-yard touchdown pass. They convert the two. They're tied at 35 with 3 minutes to go in the game. And now a penalty flag comes down before they can get it snapped. And the assistant coaches for Sutton, not a big fan of that. So back it back up, and we've got first and 10 again.
This is exactly what you were talking about earlier there, Doug, what Sutton's doing coming out of the huddle. The white hat called him for it again.
Five penalties for 35 yards on Sutton. Six penalties for 45 yards on Donovan Trumbull. 9:41 to go in the game. It is Sutton 30, Donovan Trumbull 18. And after Sutton, Trey Raymer ripped away the ball on a completed pass to force the fumble. Sutton has it. Wiseman on the option. Pitches it back here to Noah Johnson. Breaks the tackle. Stays in bounds. UTEC wraps him up at the 43-yard line. And the clock will continue to run after a 4-yard gain.
Oh, Lorenzo Williams came flying in there. He wanted the ball. He does the right thing. When you get stood up, guys are taught to come in and rip the ball. That's why you tell your ball carrier, when you're stood up, just go down.
Don't forget, when this ball game's over, the Misco Sports postgame show, we'll have all the final stats and scores from around the area. Norfolk Catholic 27, Pierce 6 in the fourth quarter. Adams Central, Boone Central 7-7 at halftime is our last update. Now it's second down and 6. Handed off over the right side to Raymer. He bounces off one man, spins, gets stood up, and breaks a tackle. 45-50 into the secondary, 45-40. And it'll be pushed out of bounds by Armin at the 36-yard line. Just keep on keeping on. That's going to go for 21 yards.
Problem there, Doug, is Donovan Trumbull was trying to repay the favor. Donovan Trumbull didn't try to tackle Mr. Raymer at all. They were trying to get the ball out, and he just kept his legs moving.
They had him stood up and nearly stopped back here at the 47 for what would have been a 3-yard gain. But then he takes it for another 15 up the field. 8:45 to go. First down and 10, Sutton at the 36-yard line. And Wiseman wants to keep it on the option, and he'll be wrapped up as he turns upfield by Joe Dinan. Dives inside the 35. Pretty good mark out to the 32-yard line. Going to be a gain of 4.
Yeah, they've got to find a way to get him stopped, Doug. This is, in many ways, Donovan Trumbull's been on the other end of this a lot of times with their eye back, if you will.
30-18. Neither team has lost since they met each other the first time. Of course, Sutton is a perfect 11-0. Donovan Trumbull 9-2. Their other loss came to Blue Hill early in the season. They'll split wide left. Noah Johnson out of the I formation. Wiseman wants to throw wide open. Reed Stone over the middle. Nobody's there. He caught it. Touchdown. 32 yards. Wiseman with his second touchdown pass. He's 4-for-4 through the air.
We've talked about it all night, Doug. We've said it all night that at some point they're going to release that tight end up the field, and he's going to be wide open, and that's exactly what they did. We started the conversation before we ever got on air tonight talking about that.
You put yourself in a situation where you're looking to stop them so you can make them go for it on fourth down or make them punt it, and that's the number one time to get after it, and that's exactly what Sutton has done. 8:02 to go as they line up to go for the two-point conversion, trying to make it 20. Wiseman going to throw for two. Pump fake, nobody there. Now if he rolls to his left, he's got plenty of room. He lowers his shoulder, and he does not get in. They're able to knock him down short of the goal line there. And so the two-point conversion is no good. But Sutton is in real good shape to get to their first state final since 1989. 8:02 to go in the game. Sutton 36. The exact point total they had in the first game. Donovan Trumbull 18. You're listening to the state football playoffs brought to you in part by Dunham Sports.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
UTEC is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put UTEC's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit UTEC at yieldleader.com.
UTEC seed, the undisputed Midwest Yield leader.
And Reed Stone, two touchdown receptions in the fourth quarter, will boot it away. Squib kick that's taken at the 35, and then just falling down to the ground with it is going to be Grady Cook at about the 37-yard line. So first down and 10 here for Donovan Trumbull, trailing 36-18. Get that offense on the field. On the other side, they're going to overtime for a trip to the state championship. Aquinas, who had been up all game long, got a fourth down and 16 converted on him by Lutheran High Northeast, plus a two-point conversion. It's 35-35 overtime to go to Lincoln.
Oh, good gravy.
Here it's 36-18. Sutton, Donovan Trumbull back to pass, trying to set up a screen. It is complete to Slough. Wide open, 40-45 up the middle of the field, breaks a tackle, 45, slips another one from Trey Raymer, and then is going to be brought down at the 43-yard line of Sutton. Yeah, that big play on that one. They'll take it from the 37 all the way down to the 43. That's a 20-yard gain.
Great play call there. Sutton's geeked up. They're come flying upfield. And you just got to find ways to try to get Jordan Slough in the open field. He just hasn't been there tonight.
First down and 10 in Sutton territory. Williams splits out now. A little motion. Slot left. Will Fong by himself over the middle. Quick little hit is complete. Only about a 4-yard catch, though. Max Olson makes the tackle on Creighton Burr, who is the leading receiver tonight for Donovan Trumbull. It's only going to be a 3-yard gain, though.
Yeah, and your second and 7 here, none of that really matters. This is just about matriculating it downfield.
Yep, 5 wideouts, 5-step drop, now some pressure. Will Fong hit from behind and brought down at the 40-yard line. He is drilled by Harrison Beal, and he got back to the line of scrimmage, 3rd and 6.
Yeah, there was, that wasn't necessarily as much pressure as he just held the ball too long there, Doug. Got to get it out of your hand right now.
7 minutes and rolling. On third down, get those first downs. Keep the chains moving for Wilt Fong. Sutton trying to finish this baby off. Wilt Fong looking deep over the middle, and he overthrows his intended receiver, Nathaniel Armand, and playing center field. Reed Stone thought that maybe he should have caught that. I'm not so sure, but it sets up fourth down, and you'd have to think this is a first that's it call for Donovan Trumbull, because the clock has stopped with 6:50 to go, and it's 36-18 Sutton. And the Mustang fans can feel it, a stop here. They can start heading east. They've got 4 wideouts to the left, 1 to the right here. And Wilt Fong back to pass. The junior trying to set up a screen again, and it is complete to Slough. He's going to have to break a tackle, and he does. 35-30, and steps out of bounds, and there is a penalty flag at the first down marker.
I think you're going to get a block in the back, Doug.
Which I don't think you needed to secure that first down there. It wouldn't have influenced the play. And that's going to send up fourth and forever. A block in the back on Donovan Trumbull at the first down marker. So it'll be 4th and 10.
Oh, that's a tough, tough deal. You didn't need to. Kids are fighting, trying to get everything they can there. But it's amazing, you know, that's only the second time we've really seen Slough in the open field in this game. And, man, he's electric when you can get him in the open. But Sutton's kept him corralled all night, Doug.
Now Donovan Trumbull is just going to have to do it again. 4th down and 10 at the Sutton 44-yard line. And, again, 5 wide, 3 left, 2 right. Wilt Fong takes the snap. No screen this time. Throws it down the field, and it is caught. Beautiful catch out there to Nathaniel Armand. Noah Johnson was all over him, and it's a first down at the 31.
Yeah, that was a great catch by Armand there. Doug, and he ran the route just beyond the chains, did it all right.
So that keeps Donovan Trumbull alive. First down and 10 at the 32-yard line. Again, Armand with the 5 wides, looking to go to the left side. On the inside inside cut that time, it's caught again by Creighton Burr for another first down to the 16-yard line.
Yeah, Wiseman can't get up, Doug. He's getting up awful slow. Looked like maybe he got rolled up on.
Donovan Trumbull trying to keep it going. 6.5 to go, 36-18, Sutton. And now we have got a timeout called by Sutton. Try and slow things down here on the defense, and they will have one remaining. We'll take it with them. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs, brought to you in part by Hastings Ford Lincoln. It's Sutton 36, Donovan Trumbull 18.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
The timeout. First and 10 at the 16. The pass is complete at the 10. And Donovan Trumbull is going to get inside the 10 near the 5 to about the 2. First and goal to Ian Askey.
That was another nice catch, Doug. These Donovan receivers have done a great job all year, and you're seeing it here.
They'll mark it at the 3, trying to stay in the ball game, staying out of that shotgun. Lorenzo Williams is in the backfield now, and they will turn it, hand it to Lorenzo right up the middle, and he is fighting. And the official says, no, his knee is down at the 1 pebble line. And that just keeps the clock going here. Second down and goal. Williams got 2.
That was really close.
And they'll line up right under center. Quarterback sneak. Nope, they'll give it to Williams. Crashes the left side. And they say he didn't get in. There's a little bit of a fight going on in there. And we've got all kinds of penalty flags. As Harrison Beal was roughing up Lorenzo Williams, and the Donovan Trumbull players tried to shove him off. And I think this is going to be 15 against Donovan.
No question that's 15 on Donovan. You can't come in and do that on somebody on the pile, Doug. Cannot do it.
This is a killer because Donovan thought they were in on first down and didn't get the call. Unsportsmanlike conduct on Donovan Trumbull. They didn't call it both ways and negated. And that means it's third down and goal all the way back at the 15-and-a-half-yard line.
I mean, there's no question he's stepping in there to fight for his buddy. You got to keep your composure, Doug. When you come, I mean, the side judge is standing there marking the ball. When you come running out of nowhere, you're not in the play, and do that, they're going to call it every time.
So Sutton getting a little help here. Although they haven't needed much tonight, they have had another outstanding night for Cole Wiseman. He's accounted for every touchdown, 3 running, 2 passing. 146 yards on the ground, about 70 yards through the air. 2 fourth-quarter touchdown passes to Reed Stone. Ball is marked at the 16. It is third down and goal. And Wiltfong backs to pass. They're going to try and blitz him. It's a screen, and Slough catches it all the way back at the 20-yard line. There's a face mask, and he tries to get out of there, and they just manhandle him all the way back to the 25-yard line. They set up a screen about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
That had no chance at any point.
And Sutton is all over it right now. A play away.
You're right, Doug. There was a face mask that didn't get called there.
So here it is. It's fourth and goal back at the 22-yard line. You got to go to the end zone. That's your only chance for Donovan Trumbull, who had it first and goal at the 1. Back to pass. Wiltfong has some pressure. He's in trouble. He's sacked. He is sacked by Reed Stone at the 28-yard line, and Sutton takes over with 4:54 to go and a 36-18 lead.
And nobody happier on the field right now than Steve Sponsberg. If you just saw him, Doug, he really celebrated there. He's been doing this a long time, and he's wanting to get himself a chance to coach at Memorial Stadium.
Well, he's had some pretty good success on this field because the football field is laid out in the outfield of the baseball field, where they have brought home some state championships.
Consecutive state championships, both the juniors and the seniors in the last 2 years.
So now Sutton, they just want to hang on to the football, and they're going to keep it simple and give it to Trey Raymer, who works his way up to the 30-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 3. Raymer's only carried the ball 7 times tonight, and they're very slow getting up off the pile here.
It's just a mass of humanity there.
Everybody tied up. Meantime, the clock just continues to run. Ian Askey cramping up down there. And off the bottom of the pile is Jake Noose, who had a big first half. but 15 seconds probably ran off the clock before they marked it for 25.
Yeah, if you're Sutton, you'd hope that kind of pileup happens here a couple more times.
Now, this was a 14-12 game at halftime, but the Sutton Mustangs were able to control the second half. Donovan didn't score like they did the first time. Wiseman drops back like he wants to throw, now takes off running, and there's a lot of room, 40, 45, and dives down just short of midfield. And that's going to be a gain on the play of nearly 20. It'll be an 18-yard gain for Wiseman, another Sutton first down.
There we see the headiness of Wiseman, Doug. He just dove. Once he got into the open field and the two defenders converged, he just dove on the ground. Earlier in the game, with the game in the balance, we saw him twist, turn, juke, jive. He's not going to take any of those chances here.
Well, two programs we talked about at the beginning, usually you've got to take a step at a time, a step at a time. Well, both of these programs took huge steps. They went from first-round playoff, playing here in the state semifinals, knowing that one of them would go to Lincoln. And unless something crazy happens, it's going to be Sutton with 3:30 to go, first and 10 at their own 48. Give it to Raymer off the left side. He'll be brought down. Penalty flag comes in. As he gets across midfield to about the 48-yard line, a gain of 4 for Trey Raymer. And the frustration now mounting a little bit, and it's going to be a 15-yard face mask here on Donovan Trumbull.
Yeah, you know, and you talk about it, both took a big step. Within the last decade, both of these programs have had winless or one-win seasons, you know. So it's great to see the hard work pay off for both. And both these schools have a lot of guns coming back next year. You know, both are going to graduate some guys up front, but the skilled guys are coming back.
On the other side, in overtime, Aquinas scores, kicks it. Lutheran High Northeast has just scored. They've called timeout, lining up to go for two.
Oh, my good gravy. Hardington-Ponca state final a couple years ago.
3:09 left here. Sutton on the move. They look like they'll play the winner of that ball game. On first and 10 at the 33, Raymer right up the middle. They try to strip it, so that leaves a big hole inside the 25 and down to the 20-yard line. A gain of 13 more for Trey Raymer. And we talked about it in the pregame. Very interesting. Sutton doesn't have a huge coaching staff, or at least they don't list it. They list Steve Raymer, Steve Sponberg, Chad Wiseman. Chad's boy, Cole, quarterback, and Steve's boy, Trey, the running back. And how extra special is this? Not only are you coaching him, not only are you getting to see him go to Lincoln, but you're getting to coach him. They're your kids, and not just your kids. They're going to be coming up to your door tonight and stay in your house.
No question. That's a special, special time.
Another first down here for Sutton. Starting to savor every moment here at the 20-yard line. This time they're going to hand it off to the fullback for a gain of 3 for Carlson. And Mitch has had his share of carries tonight, 33 yards. We'll give you all the numbers here on a Visco Sports postgame show. 2:15 to go. And we'll say that Donovan Trumbull had an outstanding season. They just couldn't get over the Sutton hump. The games they've played the last couple of weeks, pretty amazing.
No question, and I talked about it last week. Coach Breckner believes he belongs here. You know, he will continue to put these types of teams on the field. I'm sure of that.
Second down and 8. They come up and hand it off to Raymer. Starts right. He just wants to find a little room and fall down, and he will at the 15-yard line. Give him a gain of 3, and more importantly, keep the clock running. And I believe we've just got our update. And with that 2-point conversion, Lutheran High Northeast, the report tells us that Lutheran High Northeast has stopped a half yard short, and Aquinas is headed back to Lincoln, 42-41 in overtime. Aquinas, the defending champion, back to Lincoln to play Sutton.
Oh, my goodness.
And penalty flag here. Looks like stepping out a little too quick there. Do we have too many men on the field? Nope, offside's going to be called. Even with 3rd and 5 at 1:15, still trying to play the football game here and draw them offsides, which they did, to not have to give the football up.
Yeah, they don't want to give it up.
Got to be just a half yard short. It was 3rd and 5.5, 3rd in the length of the football at the 10-yard line. Sutton would just as soon be able to kneel on this and get on out of here. Taking as much time as they can as we've reached 1 minute to go, 36-18. Sutton
is going to take an undefeated record to Lincoln to play Aquinas as quarterback Cole Wiseman gets under center. And now a timeout called by Sutton with 47 seconds to go. That'll be their final one, and maybe Coach Raymer's going to substitute some kids in. We'll take it with him. You're listening to the state football semifinals on Classic Hits 98.9, brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Well, 48 seconds left in the football game here as Sutton just trying to find a way to run the clock out here. Elected to call a timeout with a third and one at the 10-yard line. And Wiseman just going to dive forward and should have enough for the first down, and he does. And now all the Mustangs have to do is kneel on the football. Sutton headed to the state championship. They were there in 88 and 89, won it in 88, runner-up in 89 in C1, but hadn't gotten past the second round since 1993. And now they go all the way to the state championship game. 30 seconds and counting. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here. Didn't go down to the wire like the first meeting did. As Wiseman takes the snap, he kneels on it. With 20 seconds to go, they won't have to snap it again. And congratulations to the Sutton Mustangs. They score exactly the same amount of points they did in the first meeting, but Donovan Trumbull could not, and that is the difference here tonight. Sutton, 36, and Donovan Trumbull, 18. Coming up, the Nisco Sports Postgame Show with all the final stats and score updates here on Classic Hits.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Well, it's a privilege to have you here on Classic Hits 98.9, where our football season is coming to an end on Classic Hits, but all of the state championship games, that's the cool thing, Larry. We get to see Sutton again. All the championship games are on ESPN 1460 and 1550 coming up next Monday and Tuesday as they let the kids storm the field here, a memory that they'll always remember here at Sutton. Final score 36-18, and for Sutton they will play next Tuesday morning at 10:15 in the morning when they take on David City Aquinas, who led the whole game in the East before Lutheran High Northeast made a miracle comeback and tied that ball game at 35, went to overtime, made the decision to go for two after Aquinas had scored first, and they came up a half yard short, and Aquinas won it 42-41 in overtime. Elsewhere, the last chance check we had, Norfolk Catholic was leading Pierce. They had led that game all the way, 34-14. And heading into the fourth quarter, Adams Central and Boone Central are now tied at 14 going into the fourth quarter up at Albion. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. As we head into winter, basketball, wrestling, they're already practicing, they're already getting underway. But for Sutton, who's been pretty darn good on the basketball court as well,
they're going to have to wait for most of these kids to start practice. Coach Spahn probably doesn't care, does he?
My guess is not a lick. This is something else. Very exciting. I loved it. They let all the elementary kids out and ran across the field. But it's great. You know, just to touch on one thing, you just said privilege to have you. It's a privilege to be here. Great venue. Sutton did a great job putting this thing on. Donovan Trumbull really traveled well. It was a great atmosphere. But, Doug, one of the things you touched on, being able to experience something like this with your son, and, of course, we're seeing those coaches being able to do that, being able to see a guy like Sponge, who's been around a long time, really good coach. He's been great for kids, great for a community, being able to experience and go through something like this. And for Donovan Trumbull, to be quite honest with you, Doug, just trust me, it will gnaw at them and Coach Brecker for a really long time. It was a winnable game. They didn't have to go beat the Jolly Green Giant to go to Lincoln, and it didn't happen. But they will come back next year, and I can assure you that they will be ready to go. They will be a force next year. You know, a lot of times when you get in these types of games, and maybe you were unexpected to be there, when I say the Jolly Green Giant, what I mean by that is you lose to a Howells or a Norfolk Catholic or, you know, one of those types of games where, geez, you know, we probably weren't going to beat them anyway. Giltner last night. This wasn't one of those situations. And his program will probably be better for it.
Well, we're going to take a look at the final stats of this football game and keep you up to date on the Adams Central, Boone Central, and Norfolk Catholic Pierce game. When we come back on the Misco Sports Post Game Show, the final Sutton 36 and Donovan Trumbull 18. Keep it right here.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
Take the snap. Quarterback, keeper started left. Now goes right. There's a hole up the middle. 30, 25, 20. Wiseman to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Sutton. A 44-yard run. The third touchdown run of the night for Cole Wiseman.
He was the man again tonight. The difference, Larry Baker, is Cole Wiseman with 3 touchdown runs, 2 touchdown passes. Tonight, Sutton was able to find a way to contain Jordan Slough, which no one had been able to do this year.
That's just it. I mean, they kept him bottled up all night long. They wouldn't let him get inside, wouldn't let him get outside. Donovan Trumbull really didn't have an answer outside of that. They threw the ball pretty well, went through some stretches where they skidded a little bit doing that. But you're exactly right. They had a defensive plan tonight that they weren't going to let Slough run wild like he did the first time.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at some of the final numbers that I had in this football game. We'll start with Donovan Trumbull. We'll start with Jordan Slough. 19 carries, 71 yards, and a touchdown, a season low 71 yards. And, of course, they had to keep it away from him running the ball most of the second half because they were playing from behind.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the thing I will say is the composure game. We talked a lot about that. What would happen when if Sutton were to big play Donovan Trumbull like they'd done to people all year? We saw that happen, the long run by Wiseman, and we just didn't see Donovan Trumbull respond to that, Doug. On their next drive, it's 18-22, and on the next drive, we saw him kind of sputter a little bit, and then from there, we just saw Sutton score a couple quick ones, and Donovan just never really was in it again.
So Slough, 19 carries, 71 yards, and a touchdown. Kenny Pfeiffer, who got hurt pretty bad,
with that ankle injury was really no factor. He was in there running some motion, but he never touched the ball in the football game tonight. Lorenzo Williams, 10 carries, 56 yards. He had a touchdown. Riley Wilfong had 11 carries for 19 yards. He was sacked twice in the ball game. 40 rushing attempts, 146 yards is all tonight for Donovan Trumbull. For Riley Wilfong in the first half, he was 6 of 9, no interceptions and a touchdown pass. In the second half, they had to throw the ball a ton. He was 13 out of 18, no interceptions, no touchdowns, 152 yards. So for the football game, 19 of 27, no picks, one touchdown, 223 through the air, 146 on the ground. And that's a total of 67 plays for 369 yards, 19 first downs for the Cardinals. They had one punt, a 43-yarder, and the one fumble where Trey Raymer just ripped it out of the receiver's hands after they had the first down. And that was their only turnover. Penalties, they had 10 for 90, 5 for 50 in that fourth quarter alone, when a little frustration obviously set in for Donovan Trumbull.
Yeah, the wheels came off there as far as the penalties. I mean, that, you know, they weren't as incredibly impactful as far as looking at the game as a whole as the stat sheet might say. But what really does stick out to you, Doug, this is a team that's over 500 yards every week, and here they're, you know, 150 short of that roughly. It goes so much to your psyche. They feel good about themselves when they're going good on offense. It affects their defense. It affects their entire demeanor. And when you can't, all year, every single guy on that team has looked at Jordan Slough as a king. I mean, this guy gets it done. And they were in a spot where they were watching that guy not be able to do it. The yards weren't piling up. The first downs weren't piling up. And that affects you on the other side of the ball.
I think playing him for the second time had to help. I mean, that had to be the biggest difference here, because you got to wonder how come other teams in the playoffs who had saw him on film, especially at Crofton or North Platte St. Pat's, couldn't slow him down. You play somebody again, that gives you a whole – I mean, the kids know how fast he is.
That's just it, Doug. The last thing you said, what us coaches were crazy. We'll watch film bananas, right? First play of a game, when you're playing a guy like that, you go, oh, my God, he's fast.
Faster than we thought.
That's exactly right. And if you remember, we went down before the game, and you asked Coach Sponge, you got any new wrinkles? Did you see the look in his eye when he said yes? It wasn't just like, yeah, you know, we're going to try some stuff. He had a plan, and it worked.
So that's the stats for Donovan Trumbull. We'll come back and look at Sutton's numbers after this on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
Niccolo looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. A Niccolo. It's not good.
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, Doug Duda back with you here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Sutton Mustangs. I had Trey Raymer for 10 carries and 63 yards. Brody Yost, one carry for 4 yards. He also had a pick on the final play of the first half on a halfback pass. Mitch Carlson, 10 carries for 33 yards. Noah Johnson, 6 carries for 16 yards. Cole Wiseman, 19 carries for 166 yards, 3 touchdowns rushing. 46 carries, 282 yards rushing the football in this contest. Through the air, put it up 4 times. 3 times in the second half, he was 4 for 4. 2 touchdown passes, both to Reed Stone. No picks for 73 yards. So 73 through the air, 282 on the ground unofficially, 355 yards, which was actually 14 yards less than what I had Donovan Trumbull for. 18 first downs, but as we talked about during the break, Larry, the main reason for that is Donovan Trumbull moved the ball. There's a couple times they didn't get in, and shorter fields with those kickoffs, most of the possession started across the 40-yard line for Sutton.
Yeah, Donovan Trumbull made the decision that they were willing to only make Sutton drive half of a field all night, and that was affected in the stats. And one thing, Sutton was very efficient with their possessions, Doug.
And five penalties in the ball game for a total of 35 yards. Punted it once for 17. That was after a high snap. The punting game didn't turn out too well. Ron Powell here, going to be able to check things out at the Lincoln Journal Star. You can see the article from Ron Powell among the many folks up at the football game here. But that is one thing Sutton's got to clean up next week going into that state championship game. The first possession, they were forced to punt, and Wiseman's the punter. He rolled out rugby. We have a little discussion whether I thought he was trying to run for it. You thought maybe he thought it was going to get blocked. Didn't matter. He got nailed back at the 39, gave a short field to Donovan Trumbull. The second time they tried to punt, they snapped it over his head, and Wiseman was able to corral it and run far enough to get at least a 17-yard punt away.
They're going to have to punt next week, and Link, I can assure you of that. And you are right. You cannot have those mistakes and win a state title.
And as far as the other scores go, here's what we've got for you. Boone Central has taken a 21-14 lead over Adams Central in the only game that is still going on. Norfolk Catholic beat Pierce 34-14, and in case you missed us telling you earlier, Aquinas Catholic beat Lutheran High Northeast in the other C2 semifinal in the East, 42-41 in overtime. 42-41 in overtime. Lutheran High Northeast completed a 4th-and-16 for a 24-yard touchdown, made the two-point conversion to tie it. Then in overtime, Aquinas scored, kicked the extra point. Lutheran High scored, went for two, got stopped inside the one, and so a chance to repeat as state champions for Aquinas Catholic. We'll take a final break and wrap things up on the Mesco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
Well, once again, we want to make sure and thank all the fine sponsors from Sutton, Donovan Trumbull, and throughout the area. It's been fun. This was only the second time I got to see Sutton. We'll see him again in the state final. Got a chance to see Donovan Trumbull multiple times this year. They were a fun football team to cover. They're a fun football team to watch, and so is Sutton. And, yeah, you like to win state championships, but you know what? You like to have a little fun doing it. Not very many teams are able to do that. Howell's in some of those teams. Overton just toss it to the running back, he gets behind the quarterback, and you just run it all day long, which isn't necessarily exciting, but it'll win you state championships. These two teams play a level of football or style of football that you don't see that often at the high school level in Nebraska.
Yeah, no question. When you talk right about styles, we're going to see a whole bunch of two tight option next week in the C2 final, because if you remember David City Aquinas, it's two tight beer football. They're going to give it to the fullback and run their quarterback just as many times as Sutton does. That game could be over in about, 48 minutes.
Well, we will have it for you here on ESPN Radio. Class A final is coming up. Class B final, they're already set in Class A and B for the state championships. Class A, you've got the number one Millard North that is there against the surprise in Omaha North in Class B. What a great finish they had on Friday night. Omaha Gross returning a touchdown, a kickoff for a touchdown with less than a minute to go. They will play Norris in C1. It'll be the winner of Boone Central, Adams Central, which right now is Boone Central up 7 with under 6 minutes to go, taking on Norfolk Catholic in C2. Sutton will be taking on Aquinas in D1. Defending champion Elgin Pope John will be in the championship game against Exeter Milligan. And in D2, Gilton will be in action as they take on the fine folks from Humphrey St. Francis. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and Larry Baker. This is Doug Dittus saying thanks for joining us on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, taking care of all your sporting good needs, getting you ready for the winter, and wishing the teams the best of luck in the state championship game. Final score here tonight, Sutton 36 and Donovan Trumbull 18. This is Doug Dittus from Sutton saying good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Quality, sensitive dental care with an eye towards convenience is how our Metalark Dental Team views its mission. This is Dr. Michael Bryson. One of the things we're most proud of is that one of our core values is to listen to you. We listen when it comes to treatment options, and we listened when patients told us their lives were busier than ever, and sometimes dental appointments didn't fit in. Make no mistake, another core value is that we never want you to forego dental care because of lack of time. Now here's the newest member of our team, Dr. Cole Kugler.
Just as Dr. Bryson said, we listen to patients, and we listen to busy moms who tell us they need us to provide more flexible office hours. We understand that school activities, soccer practice,